Blog Talk Radio.
Saturday, February 9th, 2013. Mississippi, stand up as Grudge Inc. presents a pre-Mardi Gras explosion at the Mississippi Motorsports Park in Lena, Mississippi. Saturday, February 9th. Come out and win some money. Okay, for the 6-0 class, first place $700, second place $300, and for the 7-0 class, first place $700, second place $300. Here's the grudge match.
The Gadget versus Big Low Malibu.
DJ Grant, number one stoner, versus Kimo, the bad boy. Three Little Chi-Town versus Lil Red Riding Hood.
King Biz Mustang versus Leon 69 Camaro.
Big Drag Camaro versus Mississippi Nightmare. Don Mac, Most Wanted, versus Boosie Badass Mustang. And Sylvester Red Hot versus the Gadget Nova. Who's gonna get the whooping? It's all going down Saturday, February 9th, as Grudge Inc. presents a pre-Mardi Gras explosion at Mississippi Motorsports Park in Lena, Mississippi. On top of everything, Mississippi Motorsports Park is putting up $2,000 for the Big Power Gamblers Race with the Racer $500 buy-in. One time for Reggie Rabbit, The Speeding Bullet, JC Fugitive, Tree Man, Roy James, and Mr. 5C. It's going to be a big pot. It's over $5,000 for the Big Tire Gamblers Race. Come find out Saturday, February 9th, 2013, as Grudge Inc. presents a pre-Mardi Gras explosion at the Mississippi Motorsports Park in Lena, Mississippi. Come out and win some money. Who's going to get the whipping? It's going to be some action going on. And one time for Big Clock and Gadget, as Grudge Inc. presents a pre-Mardi Gras explosion at the Mississippi Motorsports Park in Lena, Mississippi, Saturday, February 9th. For more info, log on to grudgeinc.us.
Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs. Being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon.
You are now logged in to grudgeinc.us. The number one source for grudge racers coast to...
All right, everybody, it's Monday once again, and man, it's getting the weather was beautiful. I'm looking forward to this weekend coming up, and I got some race reports coming. So get back with me 1 second. Yeah. All right. Now, let's let first things be first. Today is Monday, February the 4th. Welcome to the Grudge Inc. Monday Night Show with Jay Barnes. And I'd like to let everybody know, I got a special thanks out. Let me get my paperwork out. Hold on 1 second. All right, I'm back. Yes, sir. I got to give a special thanks to our new program director. That's the new program director will be Mr. Tony Bynes. Mr. Tony Bynes, the new program director last week, have gave me the instructions on how to make sure that the show flows correctly. So following the rules of Tony Bynes, he said, let the racing be first and the trash talk be last. So I want to thank Tony Bynes for giving us some good direction, and he is our new program director, so I appreciate that. So let's get to the racing first. Let's see. We're going to give the highlights, and we'll come back to and we'll discuss some of these topics in a little bit. Now, the very first one, the Pro Stock Joe Show. Let me say it one more time. The Pro Stock Joe Show. I'm sorry. The ENGRA. You know that they had a race this weekend down in Florida. We got some upcoming information to let you know. It was some world class record breaking going on down in Florida. Make sure I said record breaking happened this Saturday in Florida. So make sure that we come back to that. I don't want to talk too much about that because we got some special guests coming on tonight. I'm going to try to get Mr. Tony Bynes on. I want to make sure that I treat him fairly. I want to make sure that we make this point. There will be no gay talking tonight. No gay talking. Now, we will be talking about cars getting on their ass, but there's no dick and ass scenarios will be discussed tonight. So I want to make sure that we get that. No dicks and ass. Let's get that part out. But now, let's start down over in Alabama. Alabama is having a civil war. Alabama has gone crazy. They have turned on themselves. Alabama is no longer racing nobody else in the union. They're all racing each other. CC has locked in with DJ Grant, Butt Naked, Turbo Tim, Butt Naked. He done turned on his co-mate and locked in with DJ Grant. All this to go down in Lena, Mississippi on the 9th. They don't want nobody. They don't want nobody to mess with them because they got some things they need. Alabama got some things they need to settle themselves. So they don't really want nobody else to mess with them at all. So again, don't look for no racing. Can't nobody race nobody out of Alabama until Alabama figure out, get their picking order. CC said he's the man. He's tired of everybody over there that got a car or four-wheeler. Moving on, this is breaking news. This is breaking news this weekend. Our beloved Sylvester Red Hot, y'all know Sylvester Red Hot. Sylvester Red Hot went to WTT ass, not with his dick, with his car. Whoop. Put the whammy on WT Keys. I'd like to hear from WT Keys tonight to defend himself. I mean, you know, WT Keys is a man that I look up to. He's a big-time grudge racer. He's been on the national scene for a long time, and Red Hot did something serious to him this weekend. So we'll try to get WT Keys on to see can we discuss that. Also, moving right along, Louisiana. Louisiana is all boom. Listen to me. All boomer on wheels, Louisiana. Boomer went crazy this weekend, drawed on three folks, and got W's in each one. Now, y'all remember, Boomer have a street truck. He got a little truck. He said, but it's a true street truck. But Boomer done told me something. There's a new term that I just learned. I want everybody to know this comes straight out of Louisiana. The term is Joan Rivers. I don't know if y'all know who Joan Rivers is. And I asked Boom, I said, Boom, what does Joan Rivers mean? He said, man, that's when the car had so much plastic surgery, it looked like Joan Rivers. So I said, so this particular car that Boom went to, the name of it is Joan Rivers because it's got plastic hood, plastic deck lid, plastic windows, plastic doors, plastic quarters. I said, Boom. Boom said he didn't care nothing about it. He went to that ass. Boom also went to Buddy, I think it is. He got that 2010 Mustang. But this is the one that Boone had a lot of pride in. Boone said he went to Brian in that 2013 Shelby blown Mustang. $87,000 worth. Boone said he went to that ass. Not in a gay way, everybody. Not in a gay way. But also, even though Boone picked up three wins this weekend, he picked up three bona fide lock-in and win this weekend. As well as he got the win, but however, he ended up hurting the truck, and he said he'll have to, he's got to go back in the shop to get some work to get ready for this weekend. So the state of Louisiana is all Boone weekend. So I want to make sure everybody understands. It won't be long before we call it King Boone. All right. Also over there, if y'all don't know, Mo Jesus is the baddest man in Louisiana. He races 7 days a week, 4 times a day. He drives a yellow Corvette. This weekend he went to Rodale. He put the whammy on Rodale. Now this is what for y'all that don't know. Mo Jesus got a street Corvette, and Rodale is a I ain't gonna get into that, but Mo Jesus went to Rodale, put it on him. Chin Checker, he put the whammy on Britt, and I hope I'm saying this right. The Nasir boys over the Fairmont, that's a play on the word Fairmont, for y'all don't know. Nasir boys, the Fairmont, and we got a warning sign. Doobie, I hope I'm saying that right. Doobie is looking for Don Mack. He said Don Mack, he went to the track this weekend. Don Mack did not show. The message is, Don Mack, you can run, but you can't hide. Lena, Mississippi, the ninth, he's going to lock you in the gate. It's all bars, locked in, hand-to-hand, royal battle between you and him. So we're looking forward to that. All right, let's move on down. Let's coming out of Michigan. All right, y'all familiar with the Bad Company, boys. Bad Company, it's called the North Big Shot. He created some fireworks this weekend. He blew the intake clap off. I mean, the intake is intakeless. He blew it off this weekend. And so he got to get ready, though, because he locked in to run Aaron Street King out of the north with that gold with Gold Digger on the ninth. So I hope that Bad Company get everything back together. But they said it was a nice, pretty fireworks show. And but they said it's something that they think he can fix pretty easily. Well, with a little money anyway. And I got this just in from Dunye. Dunye said he was he said he's trying to lock, he want to lock Witt in on the 9th, February the 9th. He said, but what he find out is Witt don't want to run none of the guys from the north. He want to sit there, that Witt is coming in to scope out the guys from up north, and then race them on Fat Tuesday. Find out who you want to race and who you don't want to race. That's why he won't lock in. So, the boys up north, they know what you're trying to do. And Dunye said, you can run, but you can't hide. You know, man up, and lock him in on the night. Now, hold on. What is it? My grandbaby crying. So I got. Hold on, y'all. But now, all right. And let me see here. Now, let's see. Dunye also want to run Paul. I can't pronounce it. Mantilla. Paul Mantilla got a big block with an F3. Dunye said he's looking for you. So you know, come on with that. And I can't wait to chemo come on. I got to open up chemo's mic so he can tell me a little more about what Wick trying to do. All right. All right. Lady A, if you on there, I'm getting close to the end of my list. Lady A, if you can hear me, see, can you get the great Tony Vines on? Because I'd like to hear our program director. I'd like to hear from him and give him an opportunity. I want him to tell us what happened this weekend down in Florida. So I don't want to misrepresent him. So if you will, give him an opportunity, Lady A, if you will, get Tony Vines on for me, I appreciate it. Also, going up north to Chicago, and Beard did something strange. Beard is calling on his friend, J1. And that was a little confusing with me, but Beard is calling on J1 because there's a man up in Minnesota by the name Todd. And he don't want to raise bids. He want to raise bids. However, he want bids to have a car just like his. So bids have reached out to Training Day. All y'all down south, y'all know who Training Day is, J1. And now, Todd, it's on you. We got a Training Day street car. Just like you said, either put up or shut up. It's on you, Todd. All right. I just want y'all to know that was the highlight. Now, we're going to go over some of this stuff. We're going to go back a little bit and go over some of this. Let me see what I got here. I'm looking for a couple of names. I want y'all to know I'm going to bring on first. You know, the man of the hour, the man that we all know as the Grudge Racer of the Year, the man who raced. I'm going to bring him on first so that we can make sure that we get his version of what happened this weekend. And then we'll go from there. All right, let me see what I got here. All right, we're reaching out to Tony Vines. And Tony Vines, how you doing this evening?
What's up, Bob?
All right, now, Tony. I heard that you had some success and some failures this weekend, but I want you to tell us about it. Was everything good? Everybody had a good time this weekend?
Oh, yeah, we had a good crowd down there. It was better than I expected, you know. We had a good crowd. The house was really packed, you know, thanks to Nard and Big Herc and Big Low and T5, you know, they promoted for us down there, and the whole crowd did come out, you know. We had a packed house. Everybody was really satisfied.
Now, you know, let's talk about that. That's a good thing because we're starting off 13 with a good turnout. And, Tony, lately the crowd had been thinning. You know, I don't know why, but the fact that, you know, here it is in the middle of winter, you know, in Florida, and you have a good turnout, that's a good thing. And I call it the Pro Stock Joe Show, but it actually – I got oops beside that. It was actually a NGRA event. Am I correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, all right. Now, Tony.
I mean, had just about as big a crowd as probably a little more than Operation had. Which surprised me, you know.
Yeah, that's excellent. That was a good thing. We want to always tell the fans we appreciate y'all for coming out. And because, you know, we are doing this. We do it for the love, but we also need you to come in the gate. And that helped the promoters and to keep this thing rolling. But, Tony, let's cut past that. Let's get to the action, Tony.
All right.
Let me know what happened this weekend.
Well, we went down there, you know, made a couple of test passes. We were making, you know, test passes with the red truck and Rambo. And we was in line for knowing to do a little test pass. And we pulled upside another S10. We asked him, did he want to do anything for a little something? He said, well, we really want no grudge racing, you know, but he said he'll do something about a couple hundred dollars. So we got down there and ran the little S10. He had a small block. We had both had small blocks, and Jamie was driving, and Jamie got away from him. And that was that second race we come up with. We ran a hood wrap. He said, only way he'll run is if we take the Willie balls off and take the 29s off, head up. You know, we had a big block, though. We still tried, you know. So we got in, you know, got in the line and raced, staged up, and Jamie beat him out the hole, and I think whoever had a little problem, so he hit the wall, then he came across. Whoever was in the right lane. When he hit the wall on the right side, he bounced off and just did clip the little truck in the back, you know, right quarter panel, but it wasn't no big thing, you know. We got away on that race. And then we waited about 9 o'clock at night. They had a extreme 29-28 race. You know, I got put Rambo in it. And T5 got away from Rambo, you know, but basically, I want to let all my fans know. Hayes ain't going to hear this, but I want to let all my fans know, you know, I'm still trying to get the buzz out of Rambo. And still wasn't going straight. You know, I wrecked it 2 times this year, and I already tested that day and still wasn't going straight and made a full pass yet, you know, so I'm just hoping he red light or something, you know, because I know I wouldn't come make no full pass. And but he made a perfect pass. T5 made a perfect pass and got the win, and he advanced to the next round. I got put out first round, Rambo. So all in all, we went 2-1 down there in Florida, you know, but basically, you know, everybody had a good time. Everybody was, you know, laughing, joking, and talking trash and betting. So basically, I think everybody had a good time down there in West Palm. It surprised me the crowd they had.
Well, that's a good thing, though. So it was some good grudge racing, and over the wins and losses, nobody got upset. Everybody took everything in stride.
Everybody had a good time, you know. I don't know who won the finals. I know the Big Low and T5 was in the finals. I don't know who won that, you know.
Oh, let's hear it, Tony. I got that information. I got this here right here. I heard, Tony, this is special for you.
Right.
Listen to business. I heard it was an all-grudging PRD final. What do you think about that, Tony?
Well, if T5 and Big Low was in grudging, yeah, it was all grudging finals.
And PRD. Don't forget PRD. Now, PRD, I was told that PRD, now, PRD is Oscar. You know, he's the engine builder down there. You familiar with him?
Yeah, I'm familiar. Oscar is with T5. So
yeah,
when I say
yeah.
I mean Austin's with, you know, Big Low, you know, when I say Big Low,
that's right.
Include Austin too.
Well, that was a good thing. And so I want to make sure. Now, I got to get this part in too. I said, now, Tony.
Uh-huh.
Now, Tony, you know you lost.
Right.
And that was when you ran T5, that was a good match as well as. It was a shootout. Y'all had out. Y'all locked in the grudge, as well as y'all did it inside the shootout.
Well, what I call a grudge is, what I call the grudge is when two people bet money, and we did bet money, so I consider it was a grudge race.
Right.
They bet money on side, we bet money on side. So even though it was a shootout, matter of fact,
it was bet money.
Whenever I'm in a shootout, if I bet my money against the other man, I call it a grudge race.
Right.
So it was a grudge race.
I got to ask you one question, Tony. They told me, and you got to need you to answer this one. They said T5
right.
from no longer should be called Air Force One. And I asked the question, why should we call T5 Air Force One? And I was told when he left the line, you were still standing there saluting. Is that true or false?
Well, first of all, he beat me out the hole for the simple fact. I'm hoping he red light. I wasn't going to make no full pass regardless, you know, because the car wasn't going straight, and I wasn't going to, you know, hit the wall. I wrecked 2 times in the last 2-3 weeks. So if I knew the car wasn't right, I just got in there hoping sometime I get a shootout and hoping another man, I could intimidate him enough to make him red light and go into the next round, you know, but that didn't happen. So once he didn't red light, I wasn't even going to make no full pass at all. I wasn't planning on making no full pass in the first place.
So
if he red light, we better.
He didn't really beat you off the tree. You really was just hoping he red light.
Exactly. I wasn't even trying. I mean, you know the car wasn't going straight. You know why I didn't even grudge race nobody else with the car because I ain't got the buzz out of it yet. So I'm leaving Summit. I'm leaving Summit right now.
Oh.
I'm leaving Summit as we speak. I'm in Atlanta right now leaving Summit and hope I got the part I need to get the car right.
Well, Tony, don't forget, now you can always buy parts and save money at the Grudging Part House. And
oh, I know
anything,
that. I know that.
Anything that Summit sells, you can get it direct to you, same manufacturer, for a few dollars less. Now, but hold on, Tony. I got to let some other people on. But Tony,
I ain't through talking.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
They want to do everything wrong.
Yeah,
now,
go ahead.
From the get-go, the only reason Big Ken sent the truck down there was to run fast by gas.
Okay.
The only reason the truck went down there is to run fast by gas. You know, fast by gas, once again, we've been to Florida the last 2 weeks in a row. We went to Miami last week. We went to West Palm 2 weeks. That's a total of about 50 hours on the road. And the fastback gas, I don't know if he's ducking or dodging. You know, I heard the owner, you know, had family problems. I can understand that. But the problem is, we trying to run them. Oh, they beat us last. We trying to run them, but we can't never corner them down. I just hope they can come to Hasbro this week, and we can go and get this over with. That's the only reason we cut the truck down there. But when we got down there, since the yellow truck went down there, we locked in with T5. We locked in $200 on $1,000 a barrel to run T5 with the little truck. And you know, supposed to run for Dog. But by the time Dog came, you know, the shootout was going on and everything. So we just switched that little $200 a piece lockout. We swapped that to the Rambo race. And the $200 lockout we locked in was the same $200 I had won from the yellow truck because he didn't show up.
Whoa. Who paid you $200 for the yellow truck not showing up?
Right. Hold on. Who interrupted? Can't interrupt now. Who is that interrupting?
This is Crew Chief. None. The one and only Crew Chief.
But the world famous crew chief, listen, let me, hold on 1 second. You got to let the man finish his.
I will let the man say what he listened, man. I will let him say everything he got to say as long as he tell the truth. But when they come in with some bullshit, I got to stop it in this.
Well, what you call bullshit then?
Who pays you $200 for a punk out?
Big Low gave me $200 punk out. You want to call it icing?
Yes, I will call him nice. I will
call him nice. Call him nice. We locked that in. Hold on.
Get Big Low on the line.
Nah. Well, hold on. Hey, Coochie, I'm gonna get Big Low on, but let me do one thing, Coochie. I would like for Tony Bynes, let him finish his segment.
Let me finish his segment,
Coochie, and then I'll come to you, Coochie. Just hold on, Coochie. Go ahead and finish your segment. Joe Bob, what I was finna say was,
when we was in county line last week, you know, we were in county line week before, and we were getting on them about why they ain't bring the yellow truck. They said we're going to meet up at West Palm Beach the next week with the yellow truck. I said, and they said, not long, he said, Big Low, little brother said, all of them together, not only are we going to beat y'all, we're going to gap y'all. So we locked that in. So as soon as Big Low got to the track this Saturday, and I learned the trailer truck wasn't coming, that's the money. I got that $200 from Big Low, and that's the money we locked up with T5 with. Now, call Big Low, is like anything I'm saying is a lie now. I don't know what Coochie talking about. You probably don't know what you locked in.
Tony, let Tony get his whole thing out
before you talk. Sorry, Coochie. So
if I'm lying, why Big Low is going to give me $200?
Man, listen, man. You saying two different things, Tony. You just said you got a punk out for us not showing. Then you said you just got $200 for the man said he was going to gap us. So
he doesn't gap us. You go block it. We locked in. Okay, J-Bond.
Yes, sir?
If a man lock in the money and said he going to beat you and gap you, is that a race locked in?
No.
If he locked you in, it is.
No, that's locked in.
Now, if you don't show up, you pay the punk out money.
No, J-Bond. Hold on. J-Bond, that's a lie. Tony, that's a lie. Let me correct y'all.
Okay, correct y'all. All of us want to know.
If you lock in, if you say, well, when we race y'all, this is what he locked in. He said, when we race y'all in Palm Beach, I want to bet on the gap. Tony said, do you want to lock that gap in? He said,
exactly.
Yeah, I'll lock that in. He said,
okay.
Give me 100. We didn't lock in a race. He locked in a gap. Because we want that about a little. Big Low little brother cannot lock no race in for that truck. Not
well,
one.
All I know is, you didn't stop truck. Him. You and Big Low didn't stop him from locking it in.
Because
he did not
lock in a race. He betted you on the gap, Tony. He betted
exactly.
you on the gap.
That's a race.
That's not a race, man. He bet you on
the gap. If you don't show up to gap me, you lose the punk out. It's simple
exactly.
as that. What you talking about?
He did not lock the truck in and say that we was going to race. That's why we let him do that.
How come Big Low walked him and gave me the money then?
Because y'all locked in on the gap. The truck was not there. We did not.
Okay, then you lose the punk out. That's it. You lose the punk out. What are you talking about?
We did not lose no punk out. He lost $100.
How did Big Low pay me?
Listen, bro. He lost $100 because we never raced. The truck wasn't there.
Well, y'all tell me what you want. But anybody that I'm locked in to run this week in Harrisburg, if you don't show up, please pay my money. I don't know what this man talking about, but if you don't show up to race, you pay the punk out. Everybody in Mississippi that supposed to race me this week.
Well, you got. Listen, Tony, I'm not doubting what you're saying. That's what you're not understanding. I'm not what you're saying. You're right. You got $100. You got $100 because he betted on a gap when we raced.
He paid me $200.
Exactly, because you had $100 and he had $100. That's $200,
right, okay.
Bro. So you got you correct. You got $200.
Exactly.
Big Low handed you $200.
Right. Who did I let hold the money? Who did I let hold the money?
You let Big Low hold the money, bro.
Okay, I know I was coming.
Listen. We were supposed to be there. We were supposed to be there, but I didn't want to put the man business out there, but being that y'all want to bring it up, the man wife had an aneurysm.
Hey, I said that. I said he had a telephone problem down J-Bar.
The man wife had an aneurysm Thursday.
The lady said he couldn't make it. Yeah, I understand
but
that. I ain't fighting for that. When you told me, y'all, what the problem was, why the guy couldn't come, did I say anything?
No, you ain't saying nothing, Tony.
I ain't got no problem with that. Y'all, hold on. I still want to run that yellow truck. So y'all got our money.
Hey, J-Bar, y'all. No problem.
Hoochie, just hold on. J-Bar. Yes, sir. What's going on? This fire. This T5?
Yes, sir. Hey,
okay, T5. Your segment is next. Now, I got to listen, Tony Vines, Hoochie, y'all got to let me get T5 segment in, but T5, bear with me. I got to get this commercial in. Later, A. Do you have my commercials?
Jay, we got all stars on the line tonight. We ain't doing no damn commercial.
You got to hear this. Lady A, where you at? Hold on, Coochie. Lady A, are you there?
Yes.
Play my commercial, please.
Does the sound of race car make you tense? Does the phrase, down on your ass I go, bring back painful memories? Well, we can't help you lost, but we can help ease the pain. Preparation H is proud to be an official Grudge Inc. sponsor. Whether it was a small or big loss, we have short tip applicators and long tip applicators guaranteed to provide long-lasting relief until your next race, that is. Preparation H, easing the pain of a loss, soon to be sold at a track near you.
Damn it,
all right, thank you. I have to thank my sponsor, Preparation H, for that. Now, T5, it's all on you. I don't want nobody. Y'all
don't
want
on, Jay.
T5,
hey,
I want to know one thing.
Go ahead. Do you have the world famous Type Man on the phone?
I do. Type Man, your mic is open.
I want to know one thing. I hear all this talking, right? About this truck and this car, right? Let me explain something to y'all. The man came to the trailer as soon as I got to the track. They wanted to lock in.
Hold on. Who you talking about now? Hold on. You got to know who you talking
Tony
about.
Tony, Jamie, and Cowboy, they came over there. They said they want to lock in. So I say, all right. I look at that crew.
What were they locking in? What were they locking in?
The little red truck. He's my car, because he said he don't respect me. So I said, all right, no problem. I looked at that Coochie looked at me. He went. I said, we lock it in. We went up there to watch him make a pass. They done put Willie bars and 29s on that bitch. We like,
what?
They put 29s and Willie bars on that bitch, making passes. I say, I don't care nothing about their Willie bars or their 29s because they hit a dot a day. So, next thing, go to that. He said we had to run by that. That's true. I ain't got no problem with that. We can't control the track. Damn, how I broke for an hour. We had a wreck. Hold on. No problem. We flipped the money on over to the race because technically, if the rules are reversed, I think he would have wanted to race. But he said he wanted to race my dog, but the track got the best lighting in the country on it. We don't even need headlights to go down West Palm Beach track. So that was a duck-duck-goose move anyway. So we flipped it over on the Rambo. And the mayor said he wasn't going to make a full pass because his car hadn't been going straight. Do anybody not know I've been picked at, laughed at, said I'm supposed to be driving? And any time I'm telling the line, you stop.
Chief Bob.
Anytime,
Chief Bob.
Chief,
hold on. Yeah. Chief Bob, I got to stop you. I got to ask you a question, and I got to ask the same question for Jay Barnes, right?
Yeah.
Tony said he know he wasn't going to make a pad, a full pad.
I was so just getting there, Coochie.
Why in the hell are he betting money? How the hell are he betting money on the side and he know he ain't going to make a full pad?
Yes, I'm getting to that, Coochie.
You got to ask. I'm going to ask that question. Let me ask that question.
Y'all got to let people go. Hey, man, anytime I'm lying, stop me. I done bounced off of more walls than Tony bounced off since he been driving that new Rambo. Okay? So far as him, and that, then the week that he came down here, I was bouncing off a wall again. So far as I knew that my car was going to go straight. And he said he bumped and wasn't going to say he wasn't going to make a full pass. Come on, Jay. That means you bung a car that you wasn't going to make a full pass against a car that been bouncing off the wall just like you. Man, look, I was locked and loaded. My crew was there, Oscar was there, Jimmy Marino was there. We came to kill that boy. That's what we came to do. So far as him saying he wasn't going to make a full pass, why you bring it down the floor? You put it on the trailer and drove 8 hours,
okay, let me
9 hours,
the
hours to say
let
you
were
sitting there hope somebody ran light.
Let
come
me
on,
ask the question. Let me ask the question.
That's the greatest racer out of
you. Let me ask the question. Hey, let me ask the question.
Hey, Jay, tell him he talk. Now, let me talk.
The garage race out of the year, Jay Barnes,
for the last 10 years, going to bring a car 9 hours, not the whole red light, the whole big old red light, because he said when he left there, he had the fastest Regal in the county, the only one he was in the country, the only one he was worried about was Ty Henderson. So you telling me the only person you was worried about was Ty Henderson with a car that you weren't going to make a full pass with, sir? Come on, Jay. This is the grudge race out of the year we talking
well,
about.
Well, let me answer the question, man. If you let me answer
come
the question,
on, sir.
You got to worry about it. Don't ask him a question and give me a time
well, to answer. I can't finish talking because, you know, I'm going to stop and let him answer the question because he Tony Barnes, so I'm going to let him talk. When Coochie tried to interrupt him, you told Coochie to wait. So he don't got to wait, but I'm going to let him go ahead and take the floor.
No, I'm going to answer the question. The question is, the question you answered was, why I took a car 9 hours to go down there and run somebody. I did not bring that car down there to run them. I could have down there to test. Now,
dude,
if that car would have been
told.
Let me ask you a question.
You live in Georgia.
I answer the question. I'm going to answer the question.
You live last week. And you live last week. When you live last week, you know what you said? I'm coming back. And if you ain't there, you better not come to the racetrack. I'm coming to your hometown, and you better not come to the racetrack. And if you don't come, I'm going on big little ass. That's what you said. So you telling me you run that car 8 hours to talk.
You
could have
called that bitch Jackson
and said,
hey, oh, what I'm trying to explain to you is this, man. You know I done wrecked that car 2 times in the last 3 weeks. I'm not ready to race.
This is what we said
when we first turned going through the gate. We go with the truck now. This is what we said. We have a strategy every time we go to a track. We said we're going
to
go lock T5. We're going to go lock T5 in with the truck. And if we goddamn go straight, if we go straight,
we're involved in 29. But say what you hear.
Let me ask the question. We locked in to run you before we got in the gate. We said we're going to try T5. But if he make it, we're going to lock him in for a little money. But if he go out and make a straight, go full pass, we're going to short play the punk out. It's simple as that. Man, listen to me, man.
Yeah,
I don't know what you're talking
about. That's what happened. Yeah,
if you were straight.
Every time I say a lot, Coochie, stop me. T-Bye. Okay, that's what I thought.
Man, you're a red one time this year and won one race. Ain't no big thing about that.
Let me tell you something.
We coming. We coming. That's all I'm going to tell you. That little stick on the side of them cars that say Grudge Inc., if anybody that wanted to declare war on that shit, boy, they got a problem this year. I promise you that.
Well, now, all right, hold on, T5. So you saying, you taking it as a full victory, you saying that Rambo was not in, was not limping. You taking
Jay,
it as a full victory?
Jay, let me ask you a question, Jay. Who was limping? I was limping all day, blowing fire everywhere. So he said he brought his car to hope somebody red light. But he thought he did. Last week, he talked about going to the wall, going left, going right. He thought I was blowed up. That's why they was jumping. It's the same thing. Yes, sir.
T5, you got it back. I got to correct. You told me to correct you if you're wrong. The man the man did not bring the car 9 hours to see if somebody go red. He just said he brought the car 9 hours to test, and he was test. I mean, Jackson was closer. You know what I'm saying? He would have saved him a lot of gas money. He could have went to Jackson to test. You know what I mean?
Okay, Jay.
Hold on, Tony. Let me finish saying what I'm saying, and then you can say exactly what you want to say. He said that he wasn't going to make a full pass anyway, and you was hoping T5 go red. So if you hoping T5 go red, why you left? You got on the brake, did the whole nine, why you left? You ain't shut the car down about 500 feet. You should have caught down about 500 feet, Tony.
Okay, can I answer?
If you went 500 feet, you could have went 160 more and made the trip. I mean, it wasn't going to help you. Either way you went, it wasn't going to help you.
That question won't let me out. Okay, that good question. All right, now y'all got to let Tony Bynum, the mic is yours.
Go ahead,
okay,
Tony.
Let me get started again. When I come down there, the run down there, Rambo, to test it out, because everybody know I've been fucking with it last week and all. Down there in Miami, and messing with this, I've been messing with the car. Been ready to try to get it right. I ain't got it right yet, but they ain't telling the whole truth. Now, when I tested Rambo 2 times, it didn't make no full pass. So I got out there, I ain't gonna run that car no more. I'm just waiting to run the truck against T5. They came over there and told me, Tony, we got 9 cars in this 29 race. We need one more to make it even. So I said, Bubba, that's free entry. I mean, I get in there. That's when I said, I ain't bringing that car down there hoping somebody would red light. They came to me right before they pulled down. It's big hurting them. Said, Tony, we got 9 cars. Put your car in. Cause I wasn't going to run it. But they said, hey, 9 cars. Can I put my car in just for the hell of it? You know what I'm saying? I ended up bringing my car down there hoping nobody red light. I brought it down there 2 tests and hoping that it go right. It didn't go right, so I was spending the load up. But when they came to me and told me, Tony, you got 9 cars. You need one more to make it even. And you had big hurt that, and that's what happened. That's the only reason I entered Rambo in that shootout, but made the car even. I said, well, I ain't going to make no full pass, cowboy. I mean, the $200 that I wanted to punk out with a big low, I just put that up against T5. Ain't no big thing about that. Hell, anything can happen. You know, anything can happen. T5 could have cut off of the line. He could have did anything. That's the only reason that I even tried to test the car again. I even let T5 left. I wasn't even making no whole pass. We bet a little $100, $200 on the assumption that T5 would make a mistake. He didn't make no mistake. He made a good pass. I ain't gonna take nothing from the man. But I want him to know that the only reason I got in that race was because they made the field even. Now, if I was racing, you know, goddamn well, I would have bet more than that little $200 fuck I'm gonna have won. That's all I bet.
Man, you been holding.
If I knew that way, I wouldn't have ran there. Now let's cut all the callers. I know all I bet was 200. Anybody else bet? Well, I bet with me. They must have bet their own money. Now, let's get everything straight. Now, they're going to take a gamble out of the clear blue sky. Grudge Inc. got a Regal called T5. Now, lock in the 500 on $2,000 on a real Grudge race, and let's go to Valdosta, the 16th. Now, let's see who want to race and who don't want to race.
Yeah, we'll be up.
Hold on. Now, can I talk now, Jay? Now, that's a question. That's what a question might be. Jay, can I talk?
Hey, T5, before you answer that question, I got one thing to say, and you can say what you want. Well, going to being that you feel that way and all that about T5 and them and Big Hurt them asking you to put your car in the meet. Next time you go to a Grudge race and they ask you, they got even cars, they got odd cars, and they need your car to make the even, you better find out if they got T5 in that motherfucker first before you agree.
I have got in a shootout. Listen to me. Let me ask one question for you. Then T5, you can talk. You can take for 5 seconds. I have got in a shootout
and they had no second gear. The man signed me the first round, the man red lighted. The second round, the man got crooked. And I went all the way to the finals. I lost in the finals, but I did get second place winning. That's what I'm saying. Anything can happen in a shootout.
Okay,
you going to have to
question.
See, you want to lock in now.
Tight, tight man, Drill, and J-Bone, is it okay for me to talk, sir?
Go ahead, Vi.
I got one question. This ain't the Tony. This is to the crew chief. Crew chief, last weekend, did not Tony set County Line on fire with a straight pass with Rambo? Yes or no, crew chief?
Yes.
Okay. Now, tight man, let me ask you a question. J-Bone's, Grudging, all the listeners. This man said he got in the shootout not knowing if his car was going to go straight. The man just got out of a tragic accident with Gangsta Boo. Just got two accidents with Rambo.
Three.
Why in the world would you take a devil on your life, sir? I don't understand. What are you saying? What
you took a devil on your life? I got to go past it to the floor. That's what I'm trying to say.
Okay, now the next question, sir, is if I didn't red light, why the hell you came 500 feet?
I don't know why y'all said I got 500 feet. All
yeah,
I went past, almost to the fence.
Hold on. I'm not going to sit up here and let you lie on that race, Doug. They going to put the video up. Pro Stock going to put it up tomorrow. And for us, your next question about me coming to Van Austin, listen to what I'm going to tell you, Tony. I'm not scared of you. You don't scare me. You don't point
$500,
I'm going to get to you $500. See, let me tell you what you do. I'm never going to lock nothing in with you on the phone because I locked in with you at the racetrack,
yeah,
and you're going to put 29 of Willie balls on the pickup. So when I come through this is what I will tell you, though, Mr. Tough Ass. When I come through the gate, I'm going to stop locking in on Willie balls. And I'm giving my $500 on that $2,000 or better.
If you don't want to lock in $500,
guess what? And that's what I want to get to too. You came to me every 5 minutes when my car was going to the wall, going left, doing 360s on the track. You ain't no real man, sir. Because when you came, I never would have came to you with your car doing all that, going right, going left, doing 360s on the track. I never would have stepped down on you, sir. So at the same time, believe me to you, if you got 20 races locked in, I'm going to catch you sooner or later. Just like I caught you this weekend, you can duck. You tight set a gush. You's a good ducker, sir. I don't care. If you leave 29 on that car, sir, they don't have a 29-inch race, sir. They don't have a 29-inch race. So don't guess what? Get ready to do more than one race. It's a 28-inch race. So if you ain't coming on 28s, but you said when you was in front of it that you never going to put 28s on, you're going to be matched up like me, boy, on 29s, and we ain't got no choice but to lock horns, son. And I'm going to show you them three letters on my hood mean ass kicking. Believe that shit.
So basically you tell me you ain't ready to lock in the 500 on 2,000.
Listen, sir, the game you just played, Tony, going to get somebody hurt. I'm not going to play
that
game with you.
That's what I thought.
Hey, listen. Yes, sir. I just got a text
say
the video is up and Tony got gap. That's what the text say now.
Oh, no, we ain't talking about the video that dude down here with the phone. Pro Stock Joe is going to have it up at, he told crew chief at 9:59 a.m. tomorrow, he's going to have the real video up from the front, from the side, on the back. So, I don't want to see that on
the same thing, T5.
Y'all jumping on me for talking over somebody, but y'all never said nothing to Tony. I know he the girls' race of the year, but rules is rules.
Oh, man, be quiet. That man talking,
Tony. Hey, listen to what I'm saying. sir. Jay Bones, I locked this man in. First of all, I came to the racetrack for two reasons. Tony Bynes challenged me at County Line when my car was doing all that crazy stuff. Tight man, crew chief is on the phone. My son had the Big 8 basketball tournament. I did not go to the championship game for Tony Bynes. Do you understand that? So
yeah.
Now let me explain something else to you, Tight. I'm not locking in with a man that got playing games by locking in and locking out and putting bullet balls in 29 on. When I come through that gate, I'm finding you a day boss with my $500.
That's good enough for me.
I don't have nothing else to talk about 2 weeks away from now. You understand me?
That's right.
Because guess what? When I come through that gate,
Only thing he got to do is be ready to rumble. That's all he got to do.
Well, guess what? That's good enough.
So if the radio world don't understand that, I'm sorry. I'm new to the game. I just started. I'm a rookie. I've crashed a couple times, and I'm having the best time of my life. Anything else? And, Crew Chief, I thank my crew for staying up out of their bed, helping me put my car back together, get the fenders fixed, bumpers fixed, the whole nine. Big Low, Oscar from PRD, Jimmy Marino, Crew Chief, Todd with Big Trust, the whole nine, man. I had a good time. Man, it was, hey, let me tell you something. It ain't nothing no better feeling to kick a champion's ass. Regardless of how he want to look at it, he's a champion, and I kicked his ass. That's how they point back. It ain't nothing else to say about that.
Hold up, T5, you can't use the word ass on the phone with Tony because he don't like that.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sorry. It's ass, Titan. That's all I'm going to tell you.
The bottom line is, you know, Primetime did okay. You know, as long as I can go to the track and win more races than I lost, I'm still doing okay. That's all the purpose. I want to win more than I lose. Basically, that's all I'm saying. We lost. Right. I gave you credit. I ain't got no problem with that. I don't care if my car would have cut off. You won. But believe me, we'll see by the around November, December 2013, who's going to be on top.
I'm not talking about nobody else. I'm talking about running you. I ain't talking about running Big Boy. Listen, Tony, I'm going to tell you like this. So let me help you out. As long as you got what you got up under your hood and I got what's up under my hood, we can run every weekend, sir, as long as I ain't got to work. And I promise you, I guarantee you that. I ain't going to guarantee you that. I know. I might have a small blocker in this week. I don't know. One thing I can tell you about it, you was like that man said, a long 2 years ago, you was a good ducker. I promise you that. Who told you that? Who's laughing at you on the phone?
That man told you no shit like that. Come on, man. Don't lie.
Okay.
How the hell I'm looking? I run every weekend. Who on this phone that's listening?
One thing about it, Tony, is you know when to duck and know when to hide. Believe me, you, I'm going to show you. When I come to that gate,
you contradicting yourself. If I'm ducking, I'm going to be trying to lock you in. I'm going to be trying to lock you in if I'm ducking.
Man,
hell,
listen,
I'm not lying.
Let me tell you something. Because you try to lock me in don't mean shit. You try to lock me in when McConnell's headed to the wall last week, too. So what the hell is that?
Toward the wall, too. My head toward the right, your head to the left.
But you just said you bring your car 8 hours. To see if you can go to the racetrack.
That's right. That's right.
Man, I don't make no comment. You think I'm coming to Georgia?
And I'm coming to Georgia
to get into a race where you gonna be at? And I know you want my head.
I didn't come down there to get in that race. I just made the field, man.
That's what I've been waiting on. This same comment you just made. When Crew Chief, me and Lou, you told me specifically, you and Cowboy, I better not come to the racetrack because you want me. I better not come to the racetrack. And if I don't show, you going to go down on low ass. That's what you said.
So
you just contradicted yourself. You said you run the car to see what's going to go straight. So you just told us the week before that you came down there and I better not come to the racetrack. And if I do not come to the racetrack, you was going to race big. Hold on, Tony. That ain't gonna get me. You ain't get me.
Father.
Now, Tony just told you the truth, Delcie. Tony call it bluffing. I call it ducking. But we talk about the same thing. He do know when to do that. But I'm going to say this here. I think. I think a motherfucker played you for weekend and got gapped.
That's my personal opinion. Well, we know we had to run because we was in a shootout. That's why I ain't bet no money, man. I knew I couldn't win. The man got the balls out the car. He went straight down the track. That's why we ain't bet no money on the side, man. That's what I understand. I ain't a fool. You don't live in this game just giving away money. I ain't got a problem with pride. I let the eyes dunk out in a heartbeat. I ain't got no problem with pride. When that man made that pass, and T5 can take the same thing. The man made a perfect pass on that pad right before the shootout. I ain't no goddamn fool. Don't bet no money. Because I knew I couldn't win. Now, if you'd have went crooked or crazy or something like that, like you used to do, we would have won by 1,000. But he didn't do that. The man made a perfect pass. He know I ain't lying. That's why I win. That's why I say, I'm going to bet my little $200 I won off that little punk out. That's all thing I bet it. The man made a question. We didn't bet. I don't bet I can beat a man. I can beat a man on anything if he got a bad day. But T5 got a good day. I know damn well. You know damn well the truck can't beat T5 if he have a good day. That's all that we bet it on, man. I don't care about losing no punk out money.
Tony, hold up 1 second. We got you, boss. Who that is trying to talk?
Tightman. Yeah. Let me ask you a question. And I'm going to get off y'all's show. Jay Bourne, I apologize. Cool Chief, I apologize.
Listen, when you win, you can talk shit.
I'm gonna tell y'all this because I don't like nobody to tell no fibs on me, type. And Cool Chief on this phone, anybody goes at that racetrack, you get anybody on the phone, you know I got some critics out there, type, to tell you the truth. You get Nod on the phone, you get Behug on the phone. I never made a perfect pass the whole weekend. So that's a lie, type. That's a bold faced lie. And if I'm lying, come on, somebody to tell me I'm lying. Get her on the phone, get Nod on the phone, Crew Chief on the phone, get Low on the phone. I never made a perfect pass the whole weekend. Never. So as far as him saying he's seen some problems and this, that, and other, that's why they want to do what they want to do.
Why do you think we ain't bet no money?
I made my money from the little jokers. All your little Florida kind of towns on the shirts. That's where I made my money at. That's where Coochie made his money at. That's where Dick Lowe made his money at. That's where David made his money. But guess what? As long as I made me some money. See, Tom, let me tell you something. Let me just warn you one thing about me. I will come to Georgia for $50. As long as I'm finna tear your pocket head off. You ain't got it. It ain't about the money to me. It's about tearing your ass up. Don't get on here and say, I made a perfect pass because I never did.
You made a good pass.
Look here. Type in. I don't want you to never talk to me no more in life because once you see the video and see all the flames and the fire and all the bullshit that's been going on with that car, if I'm lying. And Jay Marlon, I'm finna go in the house and sit down and talk to my kids before they go to bed.
All right, T5, I appreciate you coming on, and if you feel the urge, you know, just holler back at me. But listen, y'all, I got to bring on one more man. He's the man of the hour. Everybody know him as one of Tony Bynes' children, and so I want to make sure that he get on and so he can say what he got to say. The man of the hour, Mr. Everybody Know Him, the one and only Pro Stock Joe. How you doing this evening, sir?
You full of shit, you know that?
How the hell
did I get to be one of 35 children, huh?
Called you the Pro Stock Crowstar texted me and told me, y'all, that y'all trying to gang up on damn Tony Bynes and let him in because he want to correct this shit. So correct this shit, Crowstar Bynes.
Crowstar Bynes?
Hey, Jake, I want to let y'all know that I'm listening in, but I'm a wait for my time.
Is that Crazy Horse?
That's Crazy Horse.
And okay, but Crazy Horse, I know you want to holler at Tony Bynes, so give us a minute, but we got you. And Tony Bynes, Crazy Horse, want to talk to you in a little bit. Let's finish this segment before we go to it. Okay, Crowstar Bynes, it's on you.
You call me Crowstar Bynes one more time, he's in your goddamn throat. But that's first of all. Second of all,
they call
it a big props out to everybody, to the Florida boys for representing T5, Big Low, Crew Chief, Big Herc, all the boys that came out to help NGRA host that event out there, and they made it possible for us to everybody have some fun in the sun down there. So big props to all the folks that came out. They definitely appreciate all that. Now, as far as Big Ken, 007, he taught his daughter a new trick. He was tired of her going out of Florida and getting molested, so he gave her a little knife to put on her skirt. And every time one of them Florida boys tried to reach up there on her skirt, she reached out that damn knife and stabbed the shit out of his hand. It was bloody hands all up and down that damn PERRA racetrack. Now, as far as the stock fishing extreme shootout, he fired doing his goddamn thing. We told Tony Bynes a new asshole, but all he did was make Tony Bynes mad. All right. Once Tony Bynes gets Rambo straightened out, Tony Bynes and the NGRA are going to run through the whole goddamn grudging. Now, I already talked to all my grudging partners. I don't like the way y'all talk to Tony Bynes. I don't like the way y'all talk to NGRA. You're going to do some unspeakable shit to every one of you goddamn NGRA boys. Everybody's got their phone laughing. You're going to take your name down with a random background check on you. We know what you got to do, and we're coming to get your punk ass.
We're going to be down there. Y'all don't pay post-op no attention. Y'all know he delirious as hell. So don't even pay him no attention. Did 007 get a chance to defend himself? 007, you there?
Oh. Jay, I was wondering when you going to get me, man. Shit, you know talking about Craig Carson and all these other goddamn people? What the deal?
But 007, let me tell you this now. Tony Bynes, I had to get Tony Bynes, you know, but now 007, I think you had good news and bad news this weekend, so congratulations on the good news and sorry about the bad news, but 007, let me
what
know.
What bad news?
What you
hey,
see?
Jay, what bad news?
Oh,
bad
I heard
news?
You broke. That's all. I heard you broke. That's all. I mean, you know, if you didn't, you know, you didn't get no bad news?
What bad news you talking about?
No, I'm just saying I heard that you broke, and that's why they wouldn't run. I'm just telling you, all I go by is what people tell me. Now they said that you had.
Man,
that,
I told you. Hey, Jay,
you can't believe
about listening to what you hear from people, man. I ain't but one owner of this team can tell you something about it. That's me and Tony about it. You didn't get it from us,
that's
man.
Two. That's two people.
That's fine.
That's two
on them.
You said one
on them. Hey, tight man. Goddamn it, when my daughter lose, you be the first motherfucker to call and kick me in the nuts. She won the last 2 weeks. Goddamn it, you done lost my number. She lose again.
Hey, Ken, the sun shine on the ugly hoe ass every now and then.
That's all right. Well, goddamn it, hey, guess what? Bring your ass on down to Mississippi and bet with your boy a little talk. I'm about to see what you do.
Hey, I won't make it to Mississippi. I got duties to do. I got death in the family, so I won't be making it to Mississippi.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sorry about that. You can't come to Mississippi. But I'll call your number.
Yeah.
Your word is good with me.
Hey, Jay Barn.
Jay Barn, see you there?
Ken, go on, speak on that hole. I meant that trick of yours, and I'm talking about your truck. For anybody that thinks anything else, I'm talking about the truck.
Man, I know what people going to take it out of the country. Hey, crew chief,
right.
Get him on this phone, man.
I don't know.
No, you got a camera.
Yo, yo, I'm here.
Hey, Crew Chief.
Yo.
I couldn't get on your show last week, but they were telling me about y'all had a big issue about the belt last week or something.
Yeah.
Is there something you want to ask me while I'm on there so we clear this up?
Yeah, I was trying to get you on there last time. I was trying to see if we were still locked to Ronnie Brown race or what.
No, we ain't. We're going to run, but we're not running for the belt, right?
Oh, shit. Here go the bullshit. Jay Barnes.
Why the bullshit?
Because when we were if you let me talk, I'll explain it to you, sir.
Well, go ahead, make it short.
Okay. Do I got Jay Barnes on the line? Jay Barnes,
Jay
are you
Barnes,
I'm present.
Go ahead, sir.
Okay, nah. Pro Star Joe there. Pro Star Joe still on the line?
Well, I don't know if Tony got off. You know he's going to get off, but Tony get off.
Okay, well,
I'm still on.
Nevertheless, we're some players.
Who we looking, Jay? Who we looking for on the line?
I think
we gotta get
for,
the other owner of the truck. The other owner of the truck.
No,
on
Tony's on. Tony's on.
Oh.
We're looking for. I'm on the line.
Okay, I ain't hear you, boss.
Pro Star Joe and Dog. Stop sending me texts. Dog, stop sending me texts and just lay the open dog, Mike, please.
Crazy Horse still on.
Huh?
Crazy Horse is still on.
We got something here before Crazy Horse started talking. So he asked me a question.
Yeah.
I need to answer it. Nevertheless, you asked me a question. Why is it bullshit? Because when we was at Ronnie Brown race, after me and you tied up and with the two trucks, we made a video saying that we was locked for Ronnie Brown race in the damn the 500. We at the track, you at the track, I'm at the track. Every time we meet at the track, the belt is automatically up. Then the hell with the 500, the belt up. Every time we see one another, as long as one another got the belt in 2013. Now you telling me, oh, we gonna race, but now you ain't putting the belt up. What kind of BS is that? If you make a video and we agree. And we made a promise to Ronnie Brown. We agreed to Ronnie Brown to run for this belt at his race. And if you say damn the 500, we locked. Your word, you say my word is good. Our word is good. We ain't need no 500. So now you saying how you gonna unlock something that's already locked? It don't work like that, Ken. To my understanding, that's why I got Jay Barnes. I asked Jay Barnes to be on the line because somebody clear that up for me. How does that work?
Jay Barnes, you too. I'll get in. You too, coaching?
Yeah. I'm okay.
The deal was you supposed to come to Mississippi. We were going to run in Mississippi. And if you came to Mississippi and ran me with the yellow truck here at Big Clarkson race, I was going to run you at Ronnie Brown race. I heard that you know, after Big Low said he wasn't coming to Mississippi to run, that y'all ain't going to show up. So that nulled the agreement that we had, man.
No. Because I didn't even know anything about Mississippi, bro. When we locked,
Crew Chief, I told you about Mississippi. I've been telling y'all about Mississippi all the time about Big Clark and Gadget Race.
Okay.
How did I not? But I tell
okay.
you, Jay.
So
what was my word to you, Jay?
Can you let me talk?
Go ahead.
Like I said, I didn't know anything about Mississippi when we locked that race in. Okay. Then I started hearing about Mississippi, the gadget race, this and that, was we coming. I said, well, as far as my knowledge, we coming. As long as the team can make it, we going to be there. Then I found out what weekend it was on Big Low say he was not going to be able to make it. Oscar say he wasn't going to be able to make it. Okay, so with that being said, I still said me and T5 was going to stand there for the team. We was going to come, but we were not going to be able to bring the vehicle due to the fact that we would not have the tuner there. So, therefore, we will be there, but the truck will not be there. You say, okay, that's not fine. We'll get it on and at the Ronnie Brown race. No problem. But
hey,
you say, hold on, Ken. But you say, well, damn, Coochie, I damn sure hope y'all would be able to make it. That way I can give the Mississippi, I can select the fans in Mississippi to see the truck, you know, shake down. Because all the other jokers over there are pretty much scared. You don't want to do nothing with the truck. So you said you was hoping that we would be able to make it. I said, well, I'll let you know if something changed or whatever the case may be. If we can make it, I said, if we can make it, we're going to bring it. I said, so either way it go, I'm coming. I'm going to be there regardless, either way it go.
with the truck or without the truck. Just the conversation me and you had. Am I right or wrong, Ken?
Hey, Grim King, and you can make it sound good all you want on this radio, man. All you want. Now, you got my word, not Tony word, not fucking Willie Dawg word, not Jay Bond word. You got my word. I run you anytime I see you, man. But your ass don't have to travel like I did. If you don't want to travel, I ain't got no problem with you. I ain't got no problem with you. Because like I told Running, I'm not going to keep running that truck up and down the road and shit, and y'all won't come and have no expenses.
Hey, Ken, how are we not traveling, man? How are we not traveling?
Okay, but guess what? I done said what I had to say. As far as I'm concerned, Jay, you can move on with the show. I'm through with that.
Okay, now, so how am I not traveling?
If Grudge ain't got a problem, listen to me, man. Listen to me. If Grudge ain't got a problem with it, that's their problem. Can't nobody make me forfeit nothing. Can't nobody make me do nothing. Okay? So
hey,
you can get off the radio thinking because you come to the radio bumping your gun, man, that I'm going to change my mind.
Man,
I'm not going to change my mind.
If
you don't like it, don't like it.
Man, listen, bro, I don't care nothing about you changing your mind, bumping your gums, or whatever the hell.
All you got to do is get your ass here next week, get your ass here Saturday, and hold
man,
up.
Shit, I'm
if your truck ain't tuned
problem.
By
but
now,
listen,
hey, man, if your truck ain't tuned by now, you got a problem.
Man, tuned, man. Well, you see, man, you know the motherfucker get to the truck, get to the track with S10 and got to work on that bitch. We don't pop the hood on that motherfucker.
Let me answer this one. Y'all hold on 1 second. Let me give the we all know that when you challenge somebody for the belt, it's supposed to be a $500 lock in and the champ picked the date and the track. Now I was a member of a call that Ken and Crew Chief was on. And I'm quoting Ken. Ken said, "We are bigger than that. We don't have to lock in. You know, it's a race. Anywhere we at, it's a race." Now Ken said that, but both of y'all agreed to forego the rules, and y'all made gentlemen agreements that y'all would race for the belt in down at Running Brian's race. Now, if there's a problem with that, the first thing I want to say. Let this be a lesson. Don't change the rules no more. And secondly, if there's a problem, Coochie, if you got a problem, then you just appeal to the governor to make a decision, and then let's move on, like the man said. But y'all, we had the rules set up, and that's why I want Willie Dawg ass. Well, Willie Dawg is damn dodging. Willie Dawg is dodging the so that he can speak on this. But the point is. Y'all agreed to something. Y'all took it outside the realms that we had already set up. And now, so, you know, it's going to call for a ruling, and then Crew Chief, that's up to you to initiate if you want to take it that far.
Well, Jay Bond, when the hell are you talking about it's up to me to initiate? I initiated this shit last week, bro. I initiated this shit last week.
Well, then we'll make sure in the morning we'll get on a conference call to discuss what happened, and we'll get Ken and you so that the people, everybody get a good understanding of what happened.
Hey, Jay Bond.
Yeah?
You don't know all the facts, man. You can do all the ruling.
I agree.
Listen to me, man.
Ken.
Listen to me.
No, hold on, Ken. Let me stop this one before we get
You can get Tony, any motherfucker on this radio you want, man. Before I let you or anybody else tell me what to do, I'll pay BET to come down to the house and I'll burn that bitch up. So you can't, man, you or nobody else ain't going to dictate to me what I'm going to do, man.
Now okay, what will you do? Hold on.
You don't understand what I'm
going to do. No. Let me get something straight. First,
okay.
Get BET on the phone so I can then pay them to get the gas to go down there to your ass. And then second
well,
to that,
I just said,
before you cut me damn off, I said, we'll talk about it in the morning with a group of people so we can get all the information. So don't come on here from your damn
y'all
chance
y'all
at me.
Well, I just said, man.
I said, let's talk in the morning in a conference call. Now, what's so fucked up about that?
Jay Bond, slow down before I have to give you some preparation.
I ran up and down
this motherfucking role for crew chief.
I'm
saying
we're talking about it tomorrow. We're going to talk about it tomorrow in a conference call.
Why y'all hollering, man? Why y'all hollering?
The number of miles you travel don't have shit to do with your winning. Now, all I said was something simple. In the morning, we'll have a conference call. If your ass is too proud to get on and talk to people, I mean, goddamn. I mean, what's wrong with having an intelligent conversation? What you be explaining your situation?
Is my mic on? Ain't really nothing to talk about, be honest with you.
Is my mic on?
Yeah, your mic open.
Oh, okay. Y'all settle down. Y'all getting upset.
Yeah,
y'all said dog. What am I dodging?
Hey, where are
you? I mean, y'all cussing me out, Sam. I ain't doing that. Why y'all cussing me out? Well, hold on a minute. I got something for all y'all. Y'all be quiet. Y'all be quiet for a minute.
They can tell me and dictate to me about that truck, man.
Ken, hold on a minute, Ken. Hold on.
Hey, dog. This ain't the motherfucking thing for you to come here trying to tell me.
Let's be walking in these woods. Wife, Little Red Riding Hood.
Yeah.
Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. Be sure.
Well, y'all a trip.
Oh,
no. Y'all want me to tell you, rule it on the belt now, and Jay might not like me, and Ken might not like me, but I don't give a damn if y'all want me to tell you, rule it now.
You can go for it,
dog. Close up to you. Hello? Jay.
Yeah, go ahead, Godfather.
All right, I'm going to tell y'all the ruling on it now. I don't give a damn what Coochie said. I don't give a care what Big Ken said. Jay Barnes made the ruling. If Crew Chief and Big Ken made another ruling on the side, that don't stand for shit if one of them bagging out. So the ruling with Jay Barnes made about the belt, that still stands. So if goddamn if they don't put the $500 enough for the belt, then that's it. I hate to say it. I mean, Crew Chief and Ken can both waive it. But if Ken said he ain't waiving it, then it ain't no argument.
I mean, you know, I'm sorry.
Now, In the morning,
yes,
whether Big Ken want to or not, the
hey,
man
don't
have,
call me, Jay.
Oh,
he
hold on, Ken, be quiet. Just let him hear what he said. Then if Jay want to get it straight tonight, we can get it straight tonight. But just let him finish what he's going to say, Ken.
The man has filed an objection to what he's doing. So we'll have a conference call tomorrow where each person can then discuss their side. And we'll get
okay,
a ruling on it.
Well, Jay, I know you don't want me to say this, then. And like I said, I love this fight, but it ain't like I hate to say it. What Ken said, it ain't nothing discussed. Ken said he ain't gonna do it, so you can't make him do it unless you change the whole rules. You made the rules that they had to put up in. Him and Crew Chief can both waive it, but they both gotta waive it. And then Ken said he ain't waiving it, so it ain't nothing discussed.
Well, again, this is my point. Anytime somebody got an objection, they have the right to be heard. And so
yes,
that's why we open up the platform where Crew Chief can be heard, and if Ken choose to, he can be heard, and if he don't, he don't have to be heard. That's up to him.
But Jay, we already heard him tonight. We heard him tonight. All we got to do is get somebody a case of that preparation H or some of that dick gloss and straight their ass out. That's all.
And then Well, I'm trying to let's move on, cause see that shit getting me, Ken over here freaking out, acting crazy as hell, and it's gonna make me act crazy as hell, you know. So we need to damn move on. Ken have the right to answer the phone or not answer the phone. That's on him. All right, y'all, let's move on to the next thing. I got to get Kimo, and hold on, Kimo, 1 second. I got to introduce everybody. Larry, how you doing today?
DJ said you hear DJ Grant. I hear DJ Grant. He was wondering, could you hear him, J-Bot?
No, I can't.
What's going on, Mr. J. Barnes and everybody?
Yeah, but what happened to White Cracker? I thought White Cracker was next.
Well, he was waiting on Tony. And
I'm on Larry's line, dog.
Hey, DJ.
Hey, what's up?
I know Tony on.
Jay Bond, I just want to say something, Jay Bond.
The guys got to be stand up and a man to their word, because we like came in and they want to change the whole car around. But, you know, with that kind of shit, they're going to get somebody hurt. That's what all it is, you know. Remember when they put Willie Bob and Bigger Tires, when he know he supposed to have been sitting the way he raced that car in the shootout, man. But now it's a big change, but we don't care, man. Get your ass down, Ken. We gonna fuck you up.
Hey, how to stop all this, what y'all talking about, is y'all need to get a DP man there. See, these word of mouth is what's going to get you in trouble. When you put a DP up and let a DP man hold that shit.
All you
got
to do is go back and listen to the show. You go back and listen to the show and what how he locked that car in, that truck.
Well, I understand what you're saying.
Hold on.
But if you put that money up, see, money out of sight, start a hell of a fight. You put that money up, let a DP man hold that money, and then whoever changed their shit from what they did is, then they lose their punk out.
Hey, dog. Well, you know, hey, dog. Hold on, dog.
Yes, sir.
I hear what you're saying, but the way I was brought up, your word is your bond. If you tell
a man
something, your word.
Hold on. You got to remember one thing, Coochie. What you said is 100% right. But once a man show his word ain't no good, then that's what you got to do. You got to get fucked one time. But once you get fucked one time, then you don't have to trust him no more.
Man,
you know,
that's bullshit,
you know
bro.
You got to believe a man until he show you different. If he show you different and his word ain't no good, then you know his word ain't no good.
That's cool. Oh, that's cool to a certain extent. But because his word ain't no good, ain't nothing supposed to be done?
Y'all right now, like I told y'all on the side of righteousness, not on nobody's side. On the side of righteousness, Jay Barnes made the rules. Unless Jay Barnes changed the complete rules, you and Ken can agree on anything y'all want to, as long as both of y'all agree. When y'all don't agree,
that's the whole point. We agree, and not he
agree. Let me finish. If y'all don't agree, then you got to go back to the rules. Right now, Ken said he ain't agreeing to what he just said. So I'm trying to say that Ken went back and said no, he ain't gonna do that.
Okay, but once he agreed, that automatic lock does right then.
That automatic lock,
man, listen, look, when we agreed in Bradenton on camera, once we agreed, that locked us in right there. That's the same thing.
Let me finish then. Since you brought that up, now, since Jay Barnes is the rule maker, if Jay Barnes heard both of y'all agree, then that is a lockup.
Jay Barnes is right there. Jay Barnes was right there. This all on video. This is what I'm saying. We did this in breaking the old video. Jay Barnes, me, Ronnie Brown, Big Ken. Listen, when he locked up, he said, damn the 500 crew chief. You there, we racing the belt lock. Ronnie Brown race is on, goddammit. I'll say it's on.
Jay Barnes is the final thought.
We shook hands the whole nine. That automatic locked us in. That's like putting
a
500
to make a
and then taking the 500 back.
Both of y'all
bullshit,
agreed
man.
To it. He heard both of y'all. It is supposed to be locked in.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, come on, man. Come on, man.
I heard it.
Don't worry. We're having this shit tomorrow, Jay.
Let me be the godfather then. If Jay Barnes heard it, it's supposed to be locked. Now, in that case, then y'all do need to talk about it tomorrow, because right now, because it's technically supposed to be a lock. If Jay Barnes heard it, both of y'all agreed to waive the $500 punk out money.
Well, not only, it was two times. It was one time. Down in and I'm not saying right or wrong. I was just trying to make sure that everybody get a fair chance to explain their situation. But I was in South Georgia, on tape, Ken said,
it was a lock in, and y'all do need to have a conference call to discuss what's going to happen then.
Right, but then Ken got us on the phone. Ken was like, let me get this straight, because we were asking him was he going to race in Lena, and Ken and we called Coochie. Big Ken said,
I don't know. I didn't hear the conversation, but I heard that Ken did put a stipulation in there, said that they had to come to Mississippi to race before he do that down there. That's what I heard. I don't know if that's to be true now.
Man, we had that race before that even came into play.
No, they didn't. I was on the phone.
Y'all give me one second, please.
As long as y'all give me the right information, I'm going to keep it straight. Whether I don't care who don't like it.
Hold on. Let me finish what I'm saying. Big Clark was trying to get the belt ran for the belt in Lena. And while it was several on the call,
Big Cancer let his crew chief on. And when crew chief came on, he said, crew chief, didn't we lock in for Jack's for South Georgia?
And, hold on a minute. Don't y'all hang me up. Big Ken is calling me now.
But anyway, we'll talk about it in the morning, and it'll be what it is, man. I'm not going to damn, I mean.
He said you got his mic muted. Unmute his mic. Big Ken on the phone, he said you muted his mic.
His mic ain't muted.
3356, 601-3356. He says
Mike
is muted.
Now, I'm going to mute it and open it back up. So it's showing open here. Oh, hold on, that's tight, man. Hold on. And anytime somebody don't want to take time to talk about it, I mean, hell, there's something wrong anyway.
You know it's wrong, Jay Bonds. He ain't a no-win situation. That's why he don't want to talk about it.
Hold on, let me make sure. Big Ken.
Well, all I'm saying is like this.
Big Ken.
Yo.
Big Ken. Okay.
Yo.
I was just making sure your mic was on.
We hear you.
Hey, Jay Barnes.
Yeah.
Jay Barnes.
Yeah.
Now, you can sit here and tell me that you was there when me and crew chief and Ronnie Brown was talking down in Vidalia when we made the video. Is that what you're telling me?
The one I can remember is when. But can I answer the question, please?
Okay.
I can remember when you, crew chief, and me and some other people were on the phone together, and we called and got crew chief on, and I remember exactly what you said. You said, crew chief, we man, you ain't got to lock me in. It's on for South Georgia. The belt is up.
Go ahead.
On that conference call, that's what you and him said. You posed it to him. He agreed. So everybody was in touching and agreeing that the belt was up. I don't remember. I don't even. And I ain't gonna, again, that's why we're going to talk about it, Ken, when everybody got a chance to talk. But
okay,
what I'm saying is, I remember that part.
Okay. Now, I get running around on the phone. When we was over there, it was me, Ronnie Brown, and another guy that was shooting the video. It was some guy, Ronnie Brown.
Hold on. Before that, did you say what he just said on the phone?
Hey, DJ Grant, will you let me get through?
Will you let me get through, man?
Let me get through, okay?
And
you can come in and answer your question after that. Can I get through, please?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Ronnie Brown is the one that had the video shot. If you go back and look at the video, the agreement was if crew chief come to Mississippi, we were going to run it, Ronnie Brown race for the belt. Ronnie Brown paid the guy. It wasn't Pro Stock Joe. It wasn't Yo Man. It wasn't BET. None of them people was over there to shot the video. Now, I can put Ronnie Brown on the race because he the one paid the man to come over there and shoot the video. Crew chief done called Pro Stock Joe. He done called Gunner Pick. He done called all them guys, man. But if you get
that's true, then it ain't no issue. All you got, I mean, it's a simple thing. All I said, Ken, was instead of using up our airtime to talk about it, we'll talk about it in the morning. I mean, ain't nobody gonna hold your mouth.
This is my thing over there. Crew chief know what the deal was, but he get on these good end shows and bump his gun, man. Trying to make a case. So that's why he know who shot the video. All he had to do is call Ronnie Brown.
Anybody looking for the video. I called Dolomite. I called Coast Guard.
Dolomite went over there, man. Ronnie Brown the one paid that guy to shoot the video.
Okay, I didn't know who shot the video. That's why I called everybody to try and find out who shot the video to get it clear from the word go, bro. So we ain't got to have, go through this. So don't be sitting here talking about that's what it is, because I didn't even say, what?
Hey, one thing about me, before I come and plead the case, I already got my evidence. I already know who shot the video.
Man, I already know who shot the video either. That's why I call the people who I call to try to find out who shot the video.
Hey, man, y'all trying to prove y'all case. I already got mine proved. All you got to do is get Ronnie Brown on the phone. See, that's what I'm saying.
I tried to do that last week. I couldn't get Ronnie Brown on the phone like I couldn't get you on the phone. So don't be sitting on the phone like you're doing something so right that I didn't do.
Man.
If you would have got on the phone,
she
could have known all this, bro.
Later,
it ain't my fault.
see, can you get Ronnie Brown on? But now, just hold this for a minute, y'all. All right, we got an impasse. If y'all just hold on for a minute, we're gonna resolve this. But can y'all hold for 1 second while Lady A try to get Ronnie Brown on? Lady A, let me know when you get Ronnie Brown. And Crazy Horse want to say something to Tony Bynes. Tony Bynes, you see it there?
Hey, you got my mic on?
Yeah. All right, yeah, Crazy Horse.
Yes, sir.
All right, I'd like to introduce you to Tony Bynes. Tony Bynes, I'd like to introduce you to Crazy Horse.
All right. Hey, Tony, this is Crazy Horse. Talked with you a couple weeks ago about running Moneymaker. And
right.
Usually Gunnett's my DP man, but at the time, BET kept stepping in and said, no, when you get to the track, you just come see me and lock the money in. And I was
right.
Like, okay. Now, question for you. I want to know, do you have any issues with my chassis man taking a look at Moneymaker?
Man, if your chassis man get up under my car, that's where he's going to see it.
Okay.
We
is Rambo.
Nothing. All day we locked in with Moneymaker in your car. I haven't never even seen your car before. Dollars ain't seen it, but I haven't seen it. We locked in to run Moneymaker against your car. It's simple as that. No holds barred.
But
okay.
You know, I no money's been exchanged. I can lock it in can I look at your car?
You can look at outside the car, but you can't go up under my car and in my car, man. Come on, man.
I'm talking about just a little bit of knee drop.
See, you do that in class racing, but class racing, man, you can't get up under a man's car. I remember one man got up on the Wayne Butler car looking up under there and kicked the shit out of her. Don't do that, man. We ain't class racing now. If we was class racing, you'd have to have somebody inspect the car. But we ain't class racing. We class racing.
What you just said?
You can ask me, can you look? But if I don't want you to look, you can't look.
And let me say something. What you just said was very true because a lot of people out here don't understand what is grudge racing is. Class, a lot of them take it to a class race.
Exactly.
But what I am trying to do is also make sure I'm staying in my category that I need to be stayed in. Okay? The Moneymaker I remember has been probably not even about a year old, but you made a lot of different changes.
Look
here,
man. Crazy Horse. You know where
yes.
Shepherd race cars at?
What now?
You know where Shepherd race cars in Atlanta?
No, I don't know where they at.
Well, Shepherd, I'm just leaving Jeff Shepherd race cars as we speak. I got a set of 96-inch wheelie balls hanging up on there right now. A man just charged me $300 for labor for mounting them on. And I wish I could find something else to make me go faster by next week. Now,
well, hey,
got a whole fiberglass car? No, I got a whole fiberglass body. I got a 800 cubic inch motor in my car. I got a Lenco in it, too. But I will be ready to run next week. It don't matter what I got. That's what I'm trying to explain to you. It don't matter. We locked in. It don't matter.
Hey, Tony, tell him you ain't going to put a parachute.
And no, I ain't going to put a parachute. No, I'm going to have Shepard. I'm going to have Shepard put these wheelie balls. Call Shepard right now, man. I got a wheelie ball hanging out as long as the damn car.
All right, Tony, be careful. You ain't far from me now. As we speak, I ride
right
over there in Texas.
Yeah, I'm off the red. Where are you? Meet me down here on University Avenue type, man.
All right, I'll come over there and meet you, man.
Meet me at University Avenue.
I think the bottom line, what Tony's saying is, they locked in just for Moneymaker and for White Cracker. Tony, they don't even know what kind of... By the time they get to the racetrack, he can put the same thing on his car. Whatever you want, they just locked in.
No, when I called you this morning, what did I ask you? What kind of car that man got?
You don't even know. I know you didn't even, I know. And, you know, and I talked to White Crack and told him the same thing. Oh, y'all locked in for Moneymaker in his car. He got a Mustang, and he can do anything he wants to his Mustang by the time y'all get to wherever y'all got to go.
I haven't even seen the Mustang before. I promise you I haven't seen it before. We locked in, though. I got a lot of people. This ain't the Willie Dawg Show. I got a lot of damn people waiting, so y'all hold on.
All right,
there
you go, Jay, now. You keep on talking, but tell on your ass.
I got to bring in Wick. Wick, how you doing this evening, Wick?
That was just dog.
I'm doing all right. Wick, dog. All right,
Willie, that rolling one up, man.
You hear all this stuff going on over here, Wick?
Yeah, they gonna get one of these DP men gonna get the top cut out their head. That was gonna happen about all this playing and stuff about that lots of money. Let these DP men.
No, that's the problem. They ain't got no DP man. That is the problem. See, ain't
but
nobody got no DP man.
Yeah, they gonna fuck around. DP man gonna get his ass whooped too.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But now, when I hold one, I got to get me. You got to give me at least 100.
Right. But see, it's a lot of games been played with this lockup shit, and that shit gonna get somebody hurt because I don't play games like that. And I shit.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
why I ain't talking.
Well, see, now hold on a minute now. What Crew Chief was saying about
bullshit,
it, knowing when you give a man your word on stuff on the lock as you're close to, but like I always like to do. If I don't know a man personally myself, you're like, now I'm gonna use Tony. Everybody said thank me and Tony, buddies and all that. If Tony's lock up a raise and I lock it up, if I hold him Tony money, if Tony don't pay it, I'll pay it. What you gotta do is to make sure you got a reliable lockup man. Tony lock up a raise, I'm gonna be responsible for Tony money if he don't pay it. Then I'll worry about me and Tony worry about that later.
I ain't talking about Tony, I'm just talking about anybody but to make a long story short on that, dog, Crew Chief ain't got his word ain't shit either because he ain't showed up in Mississippi like he say he was, so his word ain't shit.
But I heard a stipulation that Big Ken told him he had to come in Mississippi first before. Now, that's just what I heard. Now, I don't know about the other shit when they were talking about they taped and all that shit. I wasn't there.
Yeah. The man said he going to put his belt up in Mississippi.
Man, who gonna call my leg? Got me fucked up. I'll be in Mississippi and tell me my word ain't shit and it's fucked.
I tell you, I'm getting you now your word ain't shit because you ain't showed up in Mississippi with your fuck.
Wait,
I tell
man,
you that ain't your
thing. Well, if you'd have got the shit straight from the word ago, you wouldn't be saying that, partner, because I told you from the word ago my team was not going to be there. But I'm going
to
come stand up for my team. So don't tell me my word ain't shit.
You
show
up in Mississippi with your fuck.
Hey, wait.
We can't hear
you.
We can't hear nobody.
Hey, everybody seen it forgetting is this. Branson, Crew Chief them said they're going to put $5 up against the belt. We get down there, they don't do it. They didn't do it.
Running Brian, y'all, is on the line. Running Brian. Good evening, Running Brian. How you doing, sir?
What up, guys? Family.
All right, Ronnie Bryant, Big Ken, and y'all know what just happened. Big Ken
okay.
Hung up the line. Big Ken.
Listen, no, you ain't got to worry about that. Next week, next Tuesday, that video is going to be up anyway, and everybody will see what they said. Number two, I got a phone call about the bill, and I told Crew Chief, exact word. I said, I got a shootout at my race. So I don't know how y'all going to do that belt because I'm not going to put the $500 up and I got $3,000 up for the shootout. I say, it's two races in front of me. I know if both trucks is at that race, y'all going to engage. So if y'all have to run for that belt before y'all get to me, y'all do what y'all got to do. So what I did, I called Nice Ones and found that clip because I heard Crew Chief talking about that last week. And I told him I wanted it up next Tuesday. So it will be up next Tuesday.
Well, 007
that ain't the question they were talking about.
Crew Chief, huh? You on the line, Crew Chief?
Yeah, I'm here. What's the problem?
Is there anything you want to say to Ronnie Bryan? 007 either dropped or hung up, one of those.
Man, at this point in time, it is what it is, bro. I'm just ready to get on somebody's ass, and whoever it may be, fuck him.
What I can't understand is this, J-Bomb. If Ryan Bryan put the $3,000 for the winner, who in hell care about a damn bill?
Well, a lot of folks, Tony, and that's a whole other issue.
Nobody, I don't care. $3,000, I'm worried about it.
But see, here's the thing. I couldn't stop him from racing somebody else, if he wanted to go to Lena and race, I couldn't tell him I got him locking contract run for the belt at my race. You know me and you talking about that, Crew Chief?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
And
I told him to do anything.
Exactly. You say do anything. If y'all race before then, I can't stop that. Because if both of them trucks meet up at any track before y'all get to my race, I know y'all going to race. I say, yeah, you right about that. If we meet up, if we bump heads in any track, we gonna get it on according to Big Ken. According to his word, according to his word, that's what he say. Okay, cool. If that's what it is, fuck it, I ain't got no problem with that. Let's do it.
Okay, okay. Bottom line is y'all said whenever y'all meet up at the next track together, the build is up with no money. Basically, you're saying, okay, we got Lena and then we got Valdosta. So you're not going to be in Lena, but you're going to be in Valdosta. So basically, you're saying in Valdosta, y'all supposed to be locked up for the belt by word of mouth.
Exactly.
That's what you're saying.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
No, but, dog, it's also with Palm Beach because Joe called them and asked them where they run for the belt.
Yeah, I ain't know nothing about that.
That's why I had got the phone call, and I told both of them, I got a shootout. Now, however they gonna, if they come to my race and run for the belt, that's gonna be on them. However they do it, because I'm concerned about the shootout.
$3,000.
So, that's how that went.
Hey, Willie Dope.
Yes.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
So, since this is about the $500, right?
Yes, sir.
So what happened? I got just a question. And Jay Bond can tell me to shut up, and Tyke can tell me to shut up. So if I say
it
I
might
got
be a good question,
so if I say I got the $500 for a running blind race to put the $500 up for the belt, what happened?
Well, to be honest, right now you're in a bad position because if you put it up, he don't have to accept it because he got 30 days to accept a big climb. Then he got to tell you where he want to race at.
Okay, I don't know the rules. That's why I'm asking.
Okay, the rules is you have to if you want to challenge him for the belt, you have to give you challenge him for the belt. You challenge him for the belt, then you put up your $500 with a dependable DP man. Once you challenge him for the belt, the 30 day clock starts to tick. Now he said to tell you where he want to run you at. But right now that wouldn't hold no water for running bound race because that's only 16. So they won't hold no water for this.
Hold on a minute. If somebody, we ain't dealing with this issue with crew chief and him now. But if somebody lock him in, all you got to do is put the money in a dependable DP man's hand.
That's what I said.
It's up to 007. He got 30.
That's what I said, Jay.
Hold on, damn dog. Let me finish. He got a 30-day window, and it could be Ronnie Brown's race. It's his choice, though.
I just said that, Jay. I said the exact same thing, Jay.
No, you said that will not do
Ronnie
Brown.
Yeah, I said it. It wouldn't hold no water for Ronnie Brown race because he got 30 days if he want to, and then he can tell him where he want to race it. Yes,
okay,
I did,
but
Jay.
No, you know, technically, dog, it wouldn't be Lena either. So let me ask both of y'all a question.
Well, that's what I'm trying to say. It don't make no difference.
Okay,
none of these races this month in February.
I just want to ask y'all getting it all mixed up, man.
To make it simple, then he got 30 days to run for the belt, and he can choose wherever he want to run for T5.
Yeah,
okay,
if you
want
to
I got a phone call just came in. They said, what do it take to get that yellow truck in Lena, Mississippi? What do it
take? Tight man. You already know. He just told you the man wife is.
And
the man wife is sick. He can't make it.
She in the hospital. And everybody know what everybody wife mean to them.
So how do you tell this man, let's go racing, when your wife is in a bad situation in the hospital?
I understand. My bad. I just got the phone call. I put it out there.
My next question is, Jay and Mr. Dahl and Mr. Tightman. So now you ain't a champion. The only way you can be challenged is you got to wait 30 days to be challenged. But if you're a champion, when somebody knock on your door with the
belt, he can race every day if he want to. That's up to him.
Right.
But if you want him to do it, if you think he's ducking, which evidently that's what everybody's
saying.
You can put his foot to the fire. But right now, T5, if you was to put his foot to the fire right now and say, I'm putting up $500 to run you, he got to tell you within 30 days and run you within 30 days somewhere.
So, in other words, he would have to race by the – if this is – today is the, what, the second or third –
not a damn fool, Jay.
All right, so then if somebody lock him up today, he got to March 4th to race.
That's right.
Anywhere from him,
it goes up in a shootout.
Yeah. Anywhere from tomorrow to the 4th of March,
yeah,
he got to race.
Right.
Hey, Jay Bob.
So, okay. Yeah, so go ahead, man.
Could I just say, Jay Bob, when they when they had that situation where they did that recording and so far and so on, I was not there, Bonds. But, you know, I'd be on all these shows, and I'd be listening. And during that period of time, Crew Chief,
had waived the $500 rule. They had all that was waived with him and Big Ken made the agreement about what was going to happen at the track. You know, see, I listen to the shows, and I'm not going to come in and just say no anything. I'm telling you exactly what I heard. So I didn't make it to Van Dalen to none of those places, but I did hear it on the radio. So there is a recording on it.
Well, but to be honest, no, if you or not, what Tony Vines just said, if I'm keeping it straight, and I know y'all going to get mad because I'm keeping it straight, but I don't care who get mad again. Tony Vines said they messed up one time, too, because they were supposed to race at Bradenton for the belt, and they didn't put the money up for the $500 at Bradenton, too.
So both of them's words
have been changed. If that's
let me ask you a question, dog. See, let me tell you, it's a lot of play in the game on either side, right? Because they were supposed to race for 1500, right? But the pot was a lot, more than 1500. So if somebody really wanted to play on somebody intelligent, they could have said the 500 in that. So now, you know what I'm saying? So it's just, right now it's getting to be too much bull crap into the shit. But when,
well, I'm trying to tell everybody, don't nobody want to listen to me. If you put that money in somebody's hand, all this bullshit will go away.
But you know what happened? Motherfuckers so far apart, it's hard to put that money in somebody's
hand. Oh, no, it ain't. I hate to say it. Pay the $12 to send it to Western Union. $12 to send it to Western Union. Put it in a motherfucker's hand, and then, goddamn it. See, what happened is right now, three numbers of the question, because if y'all got an argument, Jay Barnes is the one
that,
Jay Barnes has got to make the final ruling, because Jay Barnes made the rules. I just know the rules, and if you ask me, I'll tell it. It's Jay Barnes has got to make the final decision on it. That's the only reason I'm asking now. But if you put that $500 in somebody's hand, then all this bullshit will go away, because we see it right now. Ain't nobody worried what the fuck once they just said. All they like to do is hear themselves talk on these shows, evidently, if that's what y'all trying to say.
That's all I was trying to say, dog. That's all I was trying to say. Chemo, that's why I ain't locking up, Chemo. That's why I ain't locking up no race, Chemo.
Yeah, I understand. I understand what you're saying, because motherfuckers go and change the car, and all you didn't say, man, that shit right there get a motherfucker head blew off, man.
But to be honest with you, though, you got to look at it like this here again, fellas. Don't just throw away your word of mouth. Some people can lock up, and their word is good. So you can't say anything.
The shit been going on all year, dog. The shit been going on all year.
Yeah, but you gotta look at who word is being broken. Some people word ain't been broken on these lockups now.
Hey, dog. Can I say one more thing, dog?
Yes, sir. Go ahead, T-Bob.
I hear y'all saying about BET and all that, right? Same thing. Same exact thing. Y'all say BET this, BET that. BET made the same thing. He made a verbal lockout on the same exact race. When we was at Bradenton, if they lose, they wear a tattoo. So yeah, like I said, man, word ain't shit, because that's what the stiffness. That's what it was. And if the dude
y'all,
who said
if y'all
he
want to,
kill,
y'all
was
start
on,
going
dog,
to Western
hold,
Union.
Hold on,
send me that goddamn
hold
money. It cost you $12 to send $500. Y'all gonna send me that money, and I'll keep it straight. And I'll take the hit for about to shoot somebody in the kneecap.
Let me tell you something, dog. It ain't even about sending nobody no money. I got a bid. If I need to send you some money, I got a bid. I can come right, knock right on your door.
That's what I'm trying to say. That's the problem. Everybody with this word of mouth, and then they change it up, and they ain't getting their shit straight. Now, it's the truth now. If I'm holding the money, I'm going to get it straight. Now, if y'all do something else beside that, that's going to be on y'all.
Okay, hold on. Let me get back to T5. What was the understanding of what was the stiff of the race? Because that's something that everybody keeps saying. What was the stiff, T5? Listen, Jay. This is beating a dead horse, Jay, and I don't want to keep doing this tonight. And I know crew chief tied up, dog tied up. Won't y'all just talk about it like you said in the morning, where everybody got a clear mind, where everybody a man, everybody can talk, because a lot of emotions flying high. I think y'all should talk about it in the morning, because everybody can say something when they're angry. You see what I'm saying?
Well, Jay said it right. Jay going to get it. But look here, Wick, I just got a message. CC said he never lied to you. He said y'all race still locked. If you scared, goddamn it, you got to pay the punk out.
Who said that? CC.
CC said that.
I try different people with different lockups. I see how they. If he keep it real, then I keep locking up with him. Tony them, they keep it real with their lockups. You know what I'm saying? But there's a lot of people out here that just ain't keeping up. They playing games, and that shit ain't cool.
I think the point of that Wick is saying, and I back this up. If y'all are having trouble when you try to lock in with a man and you get to the track. It's always an argument. It ain't this.
all you got to do is let the world, don't lock up with them no more, and let everybody else know. Because
that's
going to hurt them the most.
That's what I'm saying, Jay. That's what I'm saying, too.
Don't
if you got that, you know. But like I said,
let
everybody going
to
get screwed at least one time. So if you get screwed that one time, just don't fuck with them no more.
And, yeah. and put them on blast that they ain't worth locking up. But now, hold on, y'all. Now, give me 1 second. I got to get to the kid. The kid, you on?
Yeah, I'm on, Jay. How you doing today?
All right, sir. How you making it? I seen you there. Let me. What you take? What kind of take you got on this stuff?
Oh, I don't know, man. It's just the shit is all screwed up, Jay. It's all screwed up.
But give us some words of wisdom, kid. Don't just drop us right there. Give us some words of wisdom.
Yeah, well, that's kind of like Dog said. You know, you got to find a reliable person to put that DP money in their hands, you know, and that'll cut out a lot of that bullshit.
I agree with you 100. Now, I got to go to Indiana. I got a governor out there that for some reason, we don't want to give no respect to. Leon, you on?
Yeah, how y'all doing?
Leon, what's up, Leon?
Leon, gonna come out here and get his asshole
broke. Hey, all thing I want to say here, it ain't goddamn yet. We got a couple days left, and all of a sudden shit done went to hell. Everybody done got the mothers done got scared. All they they need to stop Stop changing these rules. Stop changing these races. Stop changing shit on their cars. They know how they lock these races in. Come on now. This is the whole purpose for us getting together to do this. Now we done got close to whoop each other ass. Now you want to change this and you ain't do this. Because certain people,
Leon.
Can say, we good. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got to send no money to nobody. If I lock in some money and say I'm going to race you, if I don't race you, you got your money coming when I see you. If I can't come, I'm going to send it to somebody. All this other stuff, man, this is crazy, man.
Hey, Leon, this weird. You got the, did you buy that stuff from Tony Bynes? That plastic.
Hey, wait. We're not finna burn these folks lying up. Either I'm gonna say this once, and that's gonna be it. I'll see you at race day. I'm going to lead them.
If you didn't buy that stuff,
I'm
gonna give you the back tie.
Listen, you open a can of worms, man. I'm gonna slide right up in you. We're going to Lena. I got a can of worms. I'm gonna go to Lena. I'm going to take the back tie from you and Lena, and then I'm going to turn back around and go to Hattiesburg and run your head the fuck up, sir. Either you like it or you don't like it. I don't need to get on phone saying the same thing. Okay, well, we leave that alone. Okay, I'm going to see J-Bond.
Y'all hold on. Hey, J-Bond.
Yeah.
All right, Turbo Tim. Just like you said, Turbo Tim and Big Ball Fact Tim, they sent me that damn money. I was holding that money for a damn month. What I'm trying to say, though, people do send that money. They have no problems when they got to the track. No problems when you got a DP man with the money.
Well, I think what's been happening lately, the big name people hadn't been locking up the way they should, you know. And at that point, you know, that's something that needs to stop. We keep saying it. I don't care who you are and how good of friends you are. You need to lock it up the right way and get you a neutral DP man that so that nobody won't cry foul when it don't go their way. But now,
right,
hold on 1 second. Just hold on 1 second here. I got to get down here to I got to get to some of these numbers. Late 8 and stop putting names on my board, so I got to call these numbers out. 734-2900. Your mic is open. Introduce yourself to the world, please.
Yeah, this is Brian from Detroit, Bad Company Racing.
Bad company. Where you been hiding that, man? Oh, I got some reports on
you. I'm glad you got him on now. We can sell his stuff. He said I lied on him now.
I heard that he blew the whole top of the motor off and put it off.
I'm talking about when he came down here,
that's why I was calling. That report was from me when I was in Darlington last week. That was not an OS Big Shot.
I tried to tell y'all that last week.
So, bad company. Is it then? Look here. I'm looking at this thing right now. Are you locked in to run Street King?
Yes, that is one of my other crew members, NOS Big Shot. He has a Mustang. He's locked in with Street King. I'm locked in with Tony Bynes and 7-Up.
So, what's your lockup? Do you have the right steps?
We had that all taken care of in business show between Street King and NOS Big Shot. And then me and Tony have our lockup on business show as well, and both of them are heads up to the 8th Pro Tree. No bars.
No bars. All right. Now, that's how you got all right, that's a good gentleman lockup. That's a good – looking forward to that. Now, let me ask you, Bad Company, is it anybody beyond that race that you got with Tony Bynes, who beyond that you see?
That's all I have. I've only got 3 shakedowns on the car. The entire car's pretty new, and we're going to go out there and see what happens. I did have a question for Tony, if he's still on.
Yes, I'm still on.
Hey, Tony, I had a question for you. On business show, I thought you locked in 200 and 1,000 or better, and then I heard a couple places you said 3 for 15.
So
either
no,
one of them, it doesn't
in.
Matter to me.
Yeah,
I just want to make
in,
sure that you're on the same page.
You know what I mean. You locked in small block, no wheelie balls, 8th of mile, pro tree, 200 or 1,000 down.
Right, but listen to the show yesterday, and you said 315 or better.
No, that was I had a mistake on that.
Okay, well,
that's why
I was just making sure,
tempo,
because
yeah,
either
tempo,
one of them, I didn't mind if it was for 1,000 or 15. I just wanted to make sure,
and all this other
shit I hear going on, that everything's good.
And for the record, you know, and don't nobody race more than prime time. Has anybody out here had a problem with prime time not paying the punk out money any time that we couldn't make the race?
I'm saying anybody on the line.
I just want to get that straight.
I ain't worried about it. If I was worried about it, I would have had
right,
you send money
yeah.
somewhere.
Like some people saying
me and you were verbal
man, Tony,
at the track.
Yeah,
we're giving
yeah.
the money to Biz, so
yeah.
I ain't even worried about you guys.
Yeah,
to be honest.
Yeah, so many people saying that Tony, you gonna pay the punk out money, man? That man sent videos and all that stuff. I said that man sent now video of him going down the track, man. That don't scare me.
I ain't gonna post no video of my shit going down the track.
I say if I run Big Ball fight, you know I run this man here. This man ain't making any fast as Big Ball.
I'm shocked that you knew my intake blew off so fast. Before my engine builder knew the intake blew off.
Yeah. They called me. He was at Dawson. They called me right then and there. You know what I'm saying? I said, that ain't no reason. That ain't nothing. You can get that fixed in a day or two a week.
I had it fixed in 45 minutes. It wasn't that bad.
Right.
That's why I had to go to the house to hook the test.
Go ahead, Tony. I'm sorry. I've been 7-up. Everybody think I'm 7-up. It's going to be a pushover, but that's what everybody said all last year. I just want to see.
Oh, trust me. I'm getting the same shit from people down here, and my answer to everyone in Detroit who says, 7-up is slow, is, well, if you think he's so fucking slow, then you go race him. But you have haters everywhere, and I, for one, know it ain't going to be a pushover. I'll be honest with you. I mean, it's any man's race.
No, listen, 7-Up, I believe, won more money in the car here. Come bring your game, fame. But, Tony, I got to ask you a question. Moneymaker did not make Florida, and Big Low, let me take that back. Team Big Low said you knew better than bring it. So my
question
to you is, why would you not bring Moneymaker, the car that we all been arguing about, and bring Rambo that you saying is not tested?
Jay Vaughn, if somebody would have locked in, Moneymaker, I would have brought Moneymaker. Y'all think 10 hours easy to ride, 10 hours in.
Hold on, Tony. Who did somebody lock in Rambo?
No, that was my choice, what to bring.
Okay, so in other words, Tony, let me ask my question.
Right. The car
that me and you been arguing about, we talking about gay shit, all kind of shit,
right.
And you didn't bring it, it was ready, but you chose to bring the car that was not ready.
Okay, let me answer that question. I don't care if the question, do it make sense or not. Moneymaker ready. I ain't got to test Moneymaker, but what need me bringing Moneymaker down there, and ain't going to get no race. Now, Rambo ain't ready, but Rambo, I'm trying to get the buzz out of it. That's why I put Rambo down there. That was my choice. But if one time, if you said, lock in Moneymaker against Big Low, or Big Low would have told me that, I would have brought Moneymaker. But 10 hours ain't one way. It's no short term, no short race. I mean, no short, distance.
Right.
Race, just a hoping on a race. But I brought Rambo. I'm trying to get shit accomplished for you. These first 2 months, the first month of January is mainly my test month. But now February is coming real down race. That's what I'm really doing. That's what I'm trying to get the buzz out, Rambo. Now, Moneymaker, I ain't got to worry about Moneymaker. Moneymaker will go down the track and no problem.
I have never heard Tony Bynes break up like a 38 Ford before. But he was just breaking up like a motherfucker.
Well, Tony, I want to make sure. Now, so the world will know, when you thought about going, the man who normally brings four cars to the track, you chose not to bring the car that you last lost with, but you chose to bring the car that you hadn't tested. And
Exactly. And I'm going to ask you the same thing I asked you last week, the same thing. Do you want to lock in with Big Low against Moneymaker, and I'm still going to give him the backstage tie? I'm going to do the same thing I did last week. Do you want to lock in?
Now, Big Low ain't going to beat Hattiesburg, but Big Low will beat Valdosta. I will give Big Low the backstage tie as a rat nine, and I tell you what, I'm going to give him the backstage tie. I'm going to bet 2,000 against y'all
1,500. Oh, shit.
All you got to do is say J. Ball 500 locked on that race. That's all you got to do.
I can't say nothing at the moment, but give me a minute. I'll work on it.
That's exactly why I'm not going to haul the car down the track if I ain't got no race locked in. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Hey, Tony.
Hold on. I like when you say that, Tony. Hold on, y'all. Y'all give me 1 second. Tony, I like when you say that. You won't bring the car that we might lock in, but you're going to bring the car that's tore up that we will. Rambo ain't tore up. Rambo is not the one where I'm going to leave Rambo home when I got a race locked in with Lethal Weapon and Valdosta. I'm trying to get the buzz out of it. That's what I'm trying to do, Jay.
Okay. Tony, that makes sense. But this is what you got to do, Tony. Cool. If you locked in, Tony, you got to give the man the props. He whooped your ass. And you got to give him the props.
Oh, I gave
T-5
props. I gave him T-5 props. I said,
you kind of wild, Tony. You kind of wild.
Everybody said, you asked me for starting video. You asked me to start a show. What happened? I said, T-5 beat my ass. I ain't say nothing else about no shootout, nothing. I said he beat my ass. It's simple as that. We're not going to win. I'm not going to win every race. I'll try to.
And that's one thing that we all appreciate about you. You will race, but Tony, don't water down a man's wing. You know, Tony, a lot of men work.
T5 said, every time we get to the track, I bet I'm going to be the one initiate we race. It's been like that ever since last year. Every time I get TBT by the track, I used to do you want to race, he said no.
You know what I wanted to tell everybody? It's a new year, man. Tony Brown was the grudge racer last year. It's 2013.
That's right. I'm trying to kick ass this year. I ain't trying to wait until 2014. I ain't got too many more years in this year.
Well, let me ask this question. I got to open up some more of these mics. Let me ask you one more question now. You the damn my main man, Wick. Are you gonna give Wick chance to whoop your ass this year? Yes or no?
Man, Wick, all Wick gotta do is say the same word I asked you to say. Lock in. That's all he got to say. Ain't but two words bro gotta say with me. Lock in. All you gotta do is get you to say lock in on Vic Low Race. All you gotta do is say Wick to say lock in with his face. That's it. Money maker against King Kong. All the thing he got to do is say words: lock
Tony,
in.
Tony.
Uh huh.
How you gonna be sitting in Valdosta, man?
What? I'm gonna be sitting in a lounge chair when we ain't racing.
Man, listen, man. How the car gonna be sitting?
Man, I don't know. It all depends on how I'm going to put my car on the road. I don't know about how you're going to sit in your car, but how I want to sit in my car is up to me.
When you let me know how you're going to be,
okay, I'm going to do this favor for you, car. Y'all guys, get up, guys, with me. This is how I'm going to be sitting. I'm going to be sitting on big tires, 10-5s, and with a ball. That's why I'm giving you the backstage tie. Now, I don't care how big those sit, 29s, 28s, however you want to come, he still got that backstage tie. All I got to do is say it's lock in.
Okay. I'll get back with you for right off, bro.
Yeah, we got you. Hey, Jay Bond.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to get you hung off on the side. He don't get back with me.
Huh? Yeah, no. He said he's going to get with you.
I'm betting you $100 he don't do it. Me
oh,
and you.
Okay, you Tony, don't bet you $100 because he could get back and say no.
If he get back with me and say, Tony, it's locked, I'm the first time on site I see you, you got $100 for me. And that's for me to you now.
Right? I got you.
Well, all right, let me get back with me now. Is that a bet, yes or no? No, sir, I'm not bidding. I'm not bidding.
Okay, that's what I thought. I don't know why y'all say all you to say lock in. You know, I'm trying to race. I done raced how many times this year? Damn, we done raced by them down to 12 times in this month. I'm trying to race,
Tony.
I'm trying to say lock in.
Let me say something about that, too. Oh, I got to get this one thing out, y'all. Let me get this out. We have a national record. I want to do this before everybody get off the show. We did have a national record set down in Florida. I want to make sure everybody knows that was a national record set, and I'm reading here. It says the new world record for the slowest pro mod race happened this weekend down in Florida. And it said Sabino and Edmund Hall. Edmund Hall took the win at 25 miles per hour at 19 seconds. In the record books, the slowest pro mod win in race in history was set down in so I want to make sure everybody know that. And also, I was told that the second slowest pro mod / top sportsman occurred when Sylvester whooped W.T. Key. Edmund Hall was running 25 miles per hour, and Sylvester was running 32 miles per hour. And
not just the bang, bang, bang.
Yep. It's recorded. It is recorded, and they are official wins. They are the slowest pro mod and top sportsman race in history. Now, let me move down a little bit here to I got Smitty. I hope Smitty ain't got off. Smitty, if you die, your mic is open. Go ahead, Smitty.
I'm here.
Smitty, how you making it this evening?
I just want to leave.
Smitty, are you there?
So that's who's doing the fucking race. So who everybody gonna fight? What?
I don't know if Smitty there or not. I'm going to call Smitty the mic. Smitty, you there? All right.
Hey,
Jay,
what's going on?
Uh-oh.
Hey, Jay, I just got a text. B.E.B. said, ask Kimo if he got his bicycle fixed.
Hey. Smitty, are you there? I'm still trying to get Smitty, y'all. Smitty, how are you making this evening?
Just listening, Jay. That's all we had to say. I'm listening to the show.
All right. I just want to, in the words of wisdom, anything you want to say to any of the guys?
Just see y'all down in Lena, Mississippi.
All right, there, Smitty. All right. Take it easy.
Smitty got a car? Is Smitty got a car, Jay?
Hey, man, you know, I'm going to make sense in your hands.
No, no, dog.
Hey, you can't say ass on this show.
Turn down, dog. I don't want no trouble.
All right, Smitty, hold on. I got to go to Big Danny. Big Danny, you there? Hold on, Big Danny. Big Danny, your mic is open now. Melvin, you coming up next. Big Danny, talk to me, Big Danny.
Nothing, just here. Listen to all the guys and waiting to see what's going to happen in Lena, Mississippi. That's all.
All right, there, Big Danny. All right, Big Danny. Melvin.
Put down noise on the show. You can't hear shit.
That motherfucker, that boy. Melvin, how you doing this evening? Melvin, I don't know. Hold on. There you come. Melvin, how you doing?
All right,
Melvin, how's your engine builder doing? Melvin, don't want to talk.
Hey, we're still on the phone.
Yeah, Rick is on the phone. He said,
I had the mic. The phone was on mute, man. I'm doing real good this evening.
But, Melvin, you heard all this stuff going on. Give us some words of wisdom.
Fuck everything that happened last weekend. This weekend is what's going to be the real weekend. All the winners and losers that went on last weekend coming to Lena this weekend so we can race to see who we're going to have the new winners this weekend. You know what I'm saying? Yesterday is gone. We're going into the future, and I'm on my way coming down here to Lena, Mississippi, put down some numbers
and run everybody
ass
going on down there. Yeah, I'm going to get my
ass
blown
out.
Hey, but you know what? If I get my ass blown out, I'm going to be a happy camper. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm going to be in the other lane. I'm not worried about losing. Losing ain't even on my agenda. Getting in that lane is what's on my agenda, and that's what I'm doing right now to be able to get in that lane. After I get in that lane, if you blow my ass out, I'm going to shake your hand. You're going to be the man. But if I blow your ass out, then you're going to have that problem. You know what I'm saying? I'm not worried about losing. I'm not worried about losing at all. Okay?
And that's what
all I want to do, all I want us to do is when everybody get to Lena is have a good time, and we're going to race when we get down there. All this shit talking about this guy and that guy and whatever is going on, that's fine. But it's all going down in Lena this weekend. So that's what's going on in my camp right now. You know what I'm saying? There's going to be the last man standing down there in Lena. There's going to be some shit that's going to happen in Lena this weekend. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to be a part of it. Whether I get my ass kicked or not, I'm going to be a part of what's going on in Lena this weekend. So I don't care about all that shit talking and who was bad last weekend. It's all about this weekend that's coming up. That's what I got to say tonight. And I'm listening. It's a good show and everything that's going on, but that's the way I feel tonight. You know what I'm saying? It's all about Lena. We all got to stand up in Mississippi and represent our grudge racing thing that we got going on. If you lose, you still a bad man. If you win, you even a better man. So, hey, we coming down here to have a good time. You know, I've been doing this shit for 40 years.
And I can tell because you keep repeating your goddamn self.
Say what? Say what?
You just said the same shit every time when you heard you the first time.
Whoever my man is talking shit, that's fine. You know what I'm saying? You can talk all the shit you want. I'm going to be in another lane. Whoever talking that shit, if you got a car, you get in another lane with me. And you get your ass in there. You get your ass in there and run against me. You know what I'm saying? Whoever that is talking
Melvin,
shit.
Hold on, Melvin, hold on. God damn it, I'm trying to save you. I'm spraying you, Melvin. Hold the fuck on, man. God damn
it. I told you, he said he's been doing it 40 years. He got Alzheimer's.
If I can have Alzheimer's, that's all right. Long as I'm in the other lane, my Alzheimer's is working pretty good. I'm taking my medication to make my Alzheimer's work real good, okay?
Chemo, I'm trying to save you, man. Melvin, this chemo, I'm trying to save you. Hold on, man. Just hold on. Back down. Stand down, okay? Stand down.
Go ahead.
I'm just saying, hold on. Leave dog alone, man. Dog, chew your head off now. Hold on. Stand down.
That wasn't on me, chemo.
I thought that was you fucking with old Melvin.
It was, but if I tell him it wasn't me, he'd be done forgot by the time he get through talking.
Hey, it's whatever y'all want to say about me or whatever, you know what I'm saying?
If you're in the lane, all you got to do is tell him to start talking. By the time he finished talking, the tree doesn't fail.
that's fine, too.
You all right with me, Melvin. I ain't saying that shit. You racing, Melvin. You in the other lane.
Hey, Bon, where you going to send that man check? I know you paid him to come on here and say all that shit.
You all right with me, Melvin. But let me get...
I have never learned how to talk shit like the rest of those guys out there talk. You know what I'm saying? What I learned how to do is race. I learned how to get my ass kicked. I learned how to get my ass kicked, and I learned how to win. That's all that matters in drag racing. We got two things. You're going to win or you're going
to
lose. And if I lose,
I'm
still
going
to be just as
happy.
I'm going to be just as happy as I was if I won a race. It don't make no difference. I just want to be in Mississippi, hanging out with Grudge Inc., having a good time. That's all that matters, man. All
right.
Don't be so mean,
Lady A, if you're there, I need to get Big Clark on, Lady A.
I'm really trying to get the boomer, but go ahead.
Hey,
J. Bon.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah,
say anything but Big Drag. Don't call Big Drag's name on the show.
Who gonna get upset with Big Drag?
Big Drag standing in the middle of the highway, man. He's taking a leak, man, and all the cars going around it, man.
Oh, man, come on with that.
Yeah. He's sitting in the middle of 55, man. He's sitting in the middle of 55, and he got his parents out. He's taking a leak, and everybody's driving around. He won't nobody run over. So please.
Why they won't run over him, man? They say he got some business to take care of.
Because
They say he a bad man, man.
Come on now. Come on, Larry. You've been drinking again.
They say he a bad man. Hey, dog. Last time I took a drink, you know how old I was, dog? I was 17 years old, dog. Go ahead, man. I'm telling y'all, man. The man a bad man. The man is opening up the backstage pile. All kind of stuff, man. He can't get nobody. He can't get a witness.
Hold up. Is this the Alpha Alpha Show,
Jayvon? Yeah, we've been into Alpha Alpha. I didn't want to know
if the Alpha Alpha Show calls the hair with Big Greg. Big Greg better get his damn order preparation agent in, goddammit.
Hey, dog. What's still on?
What's up, guys?
Hey, you.
Hey, you on, y'all give me one second. Hold on. Boom, are you on?
Oh, shit. Here come another guy.
Yeah, Boom.
That's Steve Bennett right there. What's up, Boom?
Boom.
Hey, what's up?
Boom, I heard that you kicked ass and took names all weekend, that Louisiana is all Boom. Is that true or false?
Well, let me say this here, J-Boy. Team Mo Jesus had about 60 grudge races last year. Boom on Wheels is out to try to break Mo Jesus' record. Now, I'm in the same camp with Mo Jesus. We all his squad. But I can tell you, J-Boy, in the second month of 2013. I think I done got 10 grudge races already. That's my 10 money grudge races between Louisiana and Mississippi. I went to Mississippi and won the S10 S10 speed shootout. I knocked off Crazy Day with the blue blazer. Up in Leesville, Mississippi, they threw the charity race. So I brought that back to Louisiana. I bought the title and the money back. So
now let me tell you one thing.
You've been
racing in two states. You got to get to the third state so that you can be a national racer, Boom. But now tell me about who is Joan Rivers. Tell me about Joan Rivers.
Oh, Joan Rivers is a guy. All the name, Mr. Phil. High Rod is the driver of the car. That's that car on Blown High Rod. It's like a 86 model Monte Carlo, SS Monte Carlo. They call it they used to call it Joan River. It's called Nobody now. They used to call it Joan River because it's got a lot of plastic on it. Got a plastic trunk, plastic door, plastic window, plastic front cap, and they're out there playing with those street cars. But with that being said, he gave me the hit, Super Bowl day. We had Beyonce did the halftime show. Me and him and Brick and Kendrick did the pregame show before the game started. But the night before the Super Bowl, Boom put on for the city. I had two high dollar Mustangs. I ain't talking about no little Mustang with no money for them. One of them was a 2013 GT Chevy with all the big whips and pretty ties and all that stuff on there. Come out there mess with the old pull-apart trucker, man. I knocked him off, and I knocked dude named Butt off with the Mustang for the money. I think the white guy might have went on home and killed his whole family because we were supposed to run for 500. We were supposed to run for $500. Then all of a sudden, come back, he just knew he was going to drag Boom. Because the reason why he's going to drag Boom now, the car went 145 miles an hour. I got it on video. But guess what? My thing out here is, if a motherfucker 6 feet or 5 feet, motherfucker, down there as I'm going, I'm, you know, at our track we got over here. But,
Hey, Boom.
Yeah.
Who he went home and killed?
I think he went home and killed his whole family because he jumped from 500 to 1,000. But and then we got there. Hey, bro, we got to do it next week for 2,000. You know, we want to double up now. But, hey, 1,350 feet, he a bad man. But 1,320, I'm a bad man.
You know?
But I'm going to have fun. I'll blow my motor. Hey, what I want everybody to know on this show, J-Boy, that everybody love Boom.
Because one thing about Boone, if they give Boone some parts and give him a motor and give him a body, which I own my own body, I have people, y'all already know the story. Everybody gave me a piece of parts so I could race. But I promise I ain't let nobody down that made a donation. Boone O'Reilly, I had at least 15 races, at least 15 grudge races since January the 1st.
Hold up, Boomer, you
said
10.
Huh? I said 15. Okay, what's that? 15 races and 10 grudge races.
Okay,
I'm
okay.
Damn phone
then. Huh?
Oh, Jay must be muting phones or something.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Everybody's on.
Call Bobby Childs.
Hey, Jay.
Call him, P.
Call him.
Nobody don't want to hear about them Puerto Ricans, man.
Hold up now, hold up. You got all the Pro Talk Jokers on the phone tonight. You got Boom on the phone. You can't get doggone Pro Talk. You had Pro Talk Joe on the phone. You know damn well we can't get Bobby Child on here.
Bobby said please call him so he can get on. He got some important breaking
news. Tell him while he was over there on Pro Talk Joe, he should have been goddamn saved his goddamn minutes to get on here. So fuck him.
What's he saying? Get on. Bobby Child.
Huh?
Bobby Child, man.
Hey,
the man
on
200 miles an hour, man. You know Bobby Child.
Huh?
Hey, Jay Bourne.
Yes, sir.
Jay Bourne. Yeah, I want Willie Dawg to hear this because he won't say that he heard from somebody else and all that other shit. They sideways talking stuff.
Oh, shit.
The chatter is, in the state of Louisiana, these guys been talking to me, calling me, texting me on the little racing website we got over here. And on my show on the Wednesday. If Willie Dawg and Tony Bourne Cruz, they been going to come to Louisiana, invade, and try to come and take some home, they're going to be sadly mistaken. Are these guys over here spending their money just to fuck up Tony Bourne and Willie Dawg?
Don't fuck my name up like that.
But hey, these guys are really getting in there. They doing a lot of there's a lot of tits and tuna going on in there. And
we're gonna come out of there and lose that goddamn and bust goddamn the motherfucking hole. Don't lose that.
I'm with it, dog. With it, dog.
You getting
out
of the
man?
Huh?
Don't put a bro talk joke, but that means you got to make the short version.
Yeah. But
Boom. Hey, Boom. Let me ask you one question, Boom. Why I got you? Wick is a bad man, and Wick was saying something about coming that way. But I noticed, Boom, you ain't got nobody. Wick said that he probably coming that way. But I noticed, Boom,
okay,
that you ain't trying to get Wick no action at all. I mean, y'all scared of Wick? What's up with that?
I mean, now they got a guy who said he wants on a big ball back. Now Wick, that you in that category, I probably talk that man into running him too.
Get the talking.
Huh?
Get the talking. Hey, all I'm saying is, Boom, Wick told you that he's considering coming that way, and I noticed everybody in Louisiana, they talking about everybody but Wick. Why is y'all trying to lock Wick in?
Well, this is the thing, Jayvon. I don't know if y'all been noticing a lot of my shows. A lot of the guys that come on my shows are people that's out there racing right now. But I promise you, if you ever click on my board when I'm doing it, a lot of them guys are on this, and guess what they do? They come to me the following day, or they text me after the show and say, good show, man, but that dude, what's his name? Like that dude, Big Clark?
Excuse me, Jayvon.
Yeah, go ahead.
I hate to say this, and I hope nobody jump on me. I just got a goddamn call, goddamn it, Red Hot said, goddamn he want to talk to you about talking about his car. So you better get ready. I'm gonna 3-AM in if it's okay with you.
No. No.
I gotta ask Jay Bourne because Jay Bourne got a little man.
No. Hold on. Let me go
he
back.
Said he got to
let, let me go back to my notes, dog. I'm gonna tell you what I was told.
Motherfucker. Let me. He want me to call him.
Yes,
no.
He was no. He was there, no. But listen, why you getting him on? But listen to this. Boom, who is Chin Checker? I heard he put on pretty ass.
Oh, Chin Checker?
Yeah,
that's scheduled with Firebird.
You on the show, Red Hot?
It's called, hey,
Hey. Let me hook Ken up. Hold on.
Oh, shit. There you go.
But, yeah, J. Barr, Ken took a roller, man. He whooped one of my crew members, man. That was Black Hole versus his squad. He got away from Brick. Oh, Kendrick. He rolling, bro. He rolling.
Hey,
Brick got a Mustang.
You're on the show, man. You can't keep rolling.
Yeah. So Ken Checker's a bad man. What about, I can't pronounce that damn name.
And at 12 o'clock,
well, your
it starts fucking snowing.
The phone,
that's what I think about you, Ray. Now,
We know you're a little man, that's all. I just don't appreciate that, man. That just ain't right.
Hey, listen, man. When a dude is a hater, Red Hot don't want nobody else to race because he can't beat no motherfucking bottom of these small blocks. So let Red Hot say what he got to say. Fuck Red Hot. Just sag it ass.
Clark, come on, Clark.
Because that weather looking good for Saturday, man. Somebody going to get their ass.
That's right. Sure. Hey, we gonna have a good time, still wearing night, with or without a motherfucking tuna can and Red Hot. Fuck Red Hot.
It's good for Saturday, boy. Somebody going to get their ass.
All right, man, get on. Get Clark out of there.
Hey, dude, dog.
Hey, dog. I'm cool, dog.
Whoever in the car, roll your window, man. You got a lot of background noise.
And, hold on, I got a text. Dog, I got a text from the white boy, and they want you to ask this question because I just got the text from Phil of the white boy, and dog, he said he wants you to find out the answer to this question. Will DJ Grant lock in and run them at running Brown's race? And I forward the damn tip.
You ain't got to forward it. I tell you, you know damn well DJ Grant's getting the hell out of the white boy.
Now, I got to take
what's that about me, buddy? I'm not falling for no goddamn banana in the tailpipe. If I'm there, then they're there, down on their ass, I'm going. Period.
That's what I'm talking about. Hey, who got all the noise back there? Whoever driving, man. Whoever driving got your wonder down or some shit.
Ask them how that ass was when I gave them still. They still feeling that ass.
Hold up, Jay. You got to do a commercial, man.
Oh, Lady A. Is Lady A on? She might have went to damn sleep. Lady A, where you at, Lady A? Yeah, Lady A might have dipped on me. She, that's my damn advertisement. I think Lady A gone, dog. I can't give a damn advertisement, though.
Damn. I know Tight Man ordered a box of them. Come to his house and what am I going to do with this
We got an official commercial. Lady A going to cut it tomorrow. So, you know, I'm paying you to run it, dog. I want you to make sure you down right.
Oh,
hand.
Shit.
He
gonna
oh,
get
let me tell y'all about this new product Dalton came up with. Dalton came out with this new product. It's designed to keep you from having chapped lips while you suck dicks. Dog is the inventor of the damn. It's called anti dick sucking chap lip.
Goddamn jail, stupid motherfucker.
Dog, explain how this damn anti chap.
Hey Jay, do it come with a self lubricating tube? You got to squeeze it out on your fingers and put it on your lips. How it come out?
No, it got a little self rolling ball on it. You roll. So you know, it's designed for tender lips. It's designed for tender lips so that you don't want all that damn friction on your lips. You know what I'm saying? It got a little ball on it, roll.
But now you're not, you know, some people don't play that dick shit, but what if they got nuts in their mouth, Jay?
Huh?
What if they got nuts in their mouth? They don't play that dick sucking shit. What if they got nuts in their mouth?
It has, now the primary purpose is to keep you from having chapped lips while you suck the dick. However, it can be used for nut sucking. You can't. it can be used for that also. So, you know, it's a dual purpose product. You can pick it up at your local Walgreens. You know, I mean.
Wait a minute. Hey, is it X-rated already?
Hey, man, it's time to go on. Hell yeah, man. It's this man's dude, man. Jay done fucked around and lost five sponsors, man, because he didn't get a commercial.
I didn't get the commercials in, man. God, oh. But we got that new product coming out. Make sure that y'all be prepared for the preparation age. You know, we actually went into high production trying to get that long tip because you know that long tip is important. But dog told us how to make sure. If you don't have the long tip, how you do it, dog?
Which if you don't have the long tip, I want you to listen real good. Stick your finger up your ass as far as it can go and just it'll get in the right spot.
And then what you do with your hand
out Jay, I got a tip from a concerned consumer. He said, I stuck the tip in my ass for that. He said, how the hell you get the tip back out your ass?
God.
Jay, you got to answer this question because the better beer brewer don't just say, how you get the tip out your ass once you done stuck it in for me?
Hello. Okay, then you need to call customer service in the morning. We got... Call customer service, and we'll overnight you. We got, for lack of a better name, it's called a hook and get. It's a hook and get. You know, it's kind of like a damn clothes hanger. It got a little hook on the end of it. You stick it up your ass and grab that.
Hold on, man. You must have cut Tight Man off. You got old Tight Man mic up because he my lawyer. He got to let me know I'm gonna get sued for this shit.
Hello.
If somebody asshole gets scratched with that hanger.
Oh, let me look. See, wait. I thought he was over. Tight Mike is over.
Tight Man ain't got scared and got on the phone. He done hung up. He ain't got nerves. Oh shit, man.
Hey, J-Bob, I thought the long tip was for when you get gapped. Now,
let me tell you this.
Okay.
We did not have the long tip. And we all know that Rambo got capped, but Tony used the technique that all told us. And I like to announce that, you know, everything went good. You know, everything fine.
<That's it. laughs>
You know,
well, y'all
gonna
get me in trouble, man. These motherfuckers gonna be done bombing my house, man. DJ Greg gone,
it's
man.
All in the technique.
Hold on, Jay. It ain't your show now. It's a sponsor show. DJ Grant, I want you to make sure anybody that buy a car from you get a goddamn free sample of the long tip asshole remover. I mean, patch up. They get a free box of it.
Free box of it.
Hey, no, I just got a text. They just got a text from T5.
Uh-oh.
Oh, shit.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Oh, Dark Man back now. Dark Man back.
T5 just sent me a text. Now, T5 is still on, but he sent me a damn text that he let Big Tony a box with the long and short tips because he felt when he was
serious.
And hold on, let me tell you what he say. I'm reading the damn text. He said he felt the rupture in the beginning and dying deep both. So man, the man texted shit to me. I got it right here on the phone, damn it. The man texted me.
Hey, well, look here. Big Clown's still on the phone.
He sent it to me, too, Jay. I just wasn't going to read it. That's why I came back.
I got it right here now. The man sent me the
phone. I don't want to talk about Big Clown if he ain't on the phone. It's Big Clown on the phone.
Okay, I'll tag it on the phone, man.
Hold on. I just wanted to. Big Clown, you on the phone?
What the hell you want with it, dog?
Okay, Jay, I want you to listen now, because this is your fault now, and I ain't having to pay for no fucking hospital bill.
Okay.
They say goddamn Big Claw went out to the goddamn mall today and was trying to fit a tux on. Then he said his big ass got in the goddamn tux and couldn't get out. So they had to put some of that preparation agent all over his ass.
Hey, dog.
Hey, tight man. Shut the fuck up. I got this. Hey, hold up. I got this. Hey, dog.
Yeah.
They told me the reason you walk like you walk is you use too much motherfucking temporary
labor. me and Jay sell out of court. Me and Jay sell out of court. See, before Jay pegged that chick with a long tip, he had to practice on the motherfucker. He was practicing on me, goddamn, and he fucked me up, man.
Hey, y'all just got to say that she's going on now. Watch it.
I want Kimo on the phone because Kimo the funniest bitch. I want to know, Jay, I just got a text from BET, and BET want to know that Kimo get his bicycle fixed.
BET can't ride that Tunnelina. Muhammad, I'm putting him down again.
Oh, no, now. If y'all really want to start some shit now, I put BET on the phone now.
He on the show. All that text of me he's been doing.
I think we had a good show, man. I hope everybody enjoyed it. We had some fun and laugh, man. I don't know what the hell happened to Sylvester. Sylvester was the main man who talking about he come on and have fun, and then he come on hacking like a bitch.
Fuck
God.
Hey,
Jay.
Still got
hey,
that,
Jay.
Sensitive-ass, Ralph Tresvant-ass motherfucker. Don't want
to hear that old shit. That's what y'all done did to me. From now on out, I know what I'm going to do now. Hey, Tight Man, we got it. I know if we stay on the phone long enough, we'll get it. When DJ Grant go to make a test pass, we ain't going to let him make now. What we're going to do is go there and lock his ass in, then we're going to get a sign and ride by his car that said Red Hot on it. When he see that shit, he's going to be mad in the motherfucker.
That was mad
in the motherfucker.
God,
man, that pissed me off, man. I ain't
telling
no lie.
Hey, but let me tell y'all how to fix this problem, man. When you see a motherfucker can't take it, make them null and void in the game. Don't even speak on them. If they win 100 races, don't speak on them. We ain't got time for that bullshit. Now he can get on there and play the music, man. And then he gonna get his goddamn big chili on that 007. That's one hell of a miniskirt.
Oh, shit. Now, you trying to tell me you 007, because 007 said you, goddamn it, was talking about his daughter as soon as she was getting fucked up. But as soon as she didn't get fucked up, you didn't say that time, man. He got a point now, and you want to address it?
Well, like I told him, dog, the sun shine on ugly old ass every now and then. The sun gets been shining on him.
Watch it. Y'all, all right, y'all, we down to damn 5 minutes. We're gonna get
motherfucker, you ain't getting off the hook yet, bitch. I just heard on Pro Star Joe's show, he told a motherfucking lie. Didn't nobody correct him. He said you both had a show Friday, but he said he called in 10 minutes before the time, and he ain't have time to get a show. It don't take but goddamn it 3 minutes to book a motherfucking show.
Well, that's true too, now.
y'all fuck around, though, I'll book a show right after this hearing and that goddamn King go down on Tyke Man ass for fucking with it.
Yeah, what? Hey, dog.
You want a show, Tyke Man?
I gotta get up. I don't want to battle him and that motherfucking faggot over there crying. He's really hating on the motherfucker because they unlocked one race. They damn fake advertising. Man, take your car and run your motherfucking self. I'm tired of him.
Hey,
run your motherfucking self. What's up, Clark?
He's a motherfucker.
Leave Tyke Man alone. Shut up, Clark. God damn it. Go ahead, Tyke.
I'm just saying, you know, these guys, nobody talk,
but goddamn Tyke Man and DJ Grant. Y'all go ahead.
These motherfuckers, dog, they just like a spoiled child, right? A spoiled child can have a full court behind his house, a motherfucking swimming pool, ATVs, motorcycles, and everything. But guess what? Them bitches ain't no fun if ain't nobody playing with you.
So, you know, man,
when a motherfucker come on there crying like that, this and that, faggot motherfucker.
I'm gonna say it like how I see it. I see the motherfucker is in Mississippi, and he see other people from Mississippi. He see Clark and the rest of other people getting recognition of other states and stuff, and he feel like he being left out, feel like he doing something, or he feel like he's a factor, and he want to come in. He wants some goddamn spotlight.
All right, well, hold on. I just thought about something, DJ Grant. Were you running? Were you running red hot, DJ?
I might run his goddamn.
If your guy got a track, you got a hell of a chance of whooping his ass.
I tell you what. That's what I'm saying. If I go down there and see down on this motherfucking ass, I'll go to.
I'm going to tell you one thing right quick before this cut off. If you can make the trip, you're all right. Because, goddammit, I'm telling you, red hot going to make the trip, don't they? But if you make the trip,
yeah,
you got to
go. He's going to make the trip.
Hey, he ain't going to run Stutter. He ain't going to run Stutter. He don't know him. He ain't going to run him.
Hey, Stutter.
Yeah.
You know how a little boy is when he's standing up and that little thing be shouting, he be trying to pee how he had that little hump in his back? That's what Big Drag look like now, because Big Drag was like, he want to do something like
that. No, Larry, really, Big Drag hold that thing like that because he got the claps, it's hurting.
Damn. Hey, nobody get no clap at no dog on 5, 6, 7, 8 months old dog. That little thing he be drawing up trying to make it go over the bowl, dog.
Yeah, man.
Plus,
he was dead wrong.
But you know what I heard?
You know, J. Barber was saying, not the way that man, he was talking about Edwin Hall and said, I mean, it's all jokes, it's all fun and game, ain't nothing mean. God damn, you can't say nothing to a motherfucker these days.
Can't say ass.
Damn. You can't even halfway joke with her. I mean,
what the hell? I ain't gonna tell nobody, goddamn it, the Tyke Man sucked my dick last week.
Hey, don't play like that shit, man. All them dicks and asses and stuff like that. Don't play like that now. If I was close to you, motherfucker, if I was close to you, shit in my motherfucking face.
y'all my brother about saying anything about dicks and asses. All you tough motherfuckers on these grudging shows, y'all just fucking grudging bullshit and just grudging. Man,
the same
shit he told my mother can't stay off these goddamn grudging shows.
Hey,
can't keep his ass, I can't pay him to stay off him.
And y'all know, Tyke Man know I'm telling the truth. Y'all know when me and Stunner went to jail, Stunner was in my cell, and he always slept on his stomach.